The following podcast features views and opinions that are not representative of the collective views of the Whispers groups. Some of these views may not be suitable for children. Accordingly, the producers and hosts of the Missy AE podcast must insist that no one attempt to take anything that is being said as representative of the views of any of the Whispers groups.
Why would Daniel do such a thing?
Welcome back to another edition of the Missy AE show. Tonight, we are doing a little bit of live coverage on Big Brother, and then we're going to get into a whole lot of the challenge, because the challenge is really heating up. We're starting to have a big-time rivalry between two big-time Survivor champions, and that's going to be fun to play out. We're going to talk a little bit about the editing on it, because, you know, a lot of times we debate on here if someone's just getting a bad edit and they're probably really not that bad, or are they getting a bad edit because they're kind of acting bad. So we'll talk about that, about Sarah tonight from the challenge. And I have some thoughts about that as far as, you know, the two winners from this season and, why maybe they're showing it like they are. I mean, they're showing what happened, but they may have other motives behind it. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk a little bit about Big Brother. Tim won't be here tonight. He went to the Phillies game. I don't know if Syndergaard's pitching tonight or what's going on, but
he's going
to the Phillies game. So, we'll talk a little bit about next Tuesday night, what's coming up next Tuesday night, just announced today. And so we got a lot on the table tonight, Steve.
Yeah, we definitely do. And in particular, you know, we've been covering the live evictions as well while we've been doing this. And tonight it looks like we may be in for a second straight blindside. Well, I can't really call it a blindside now because Nicole kind of knows that she's going, but there's a possibility, from my understanding of the live feeds, there's a possibility for some fireworks to go off on live TV tonight. So,
yeah, from what I've read, Taylor was gonna call somebody out or something. I don't know. But I know Sharon tweeted today, you know, getting ready to do her exit tomorrow, asking if anybody had any questions. If it was indeed Nicole, which everyone thinks it's going to be, and I tweeted her back and I said, is she not a chef? Ask her, can she bake a humble pie?
Yeah, a humble pie to go along with the muffins that have caused a whole bunch of controversy now all of a sudden.
Yeah, we got a half a muffin on Big Brother, and we got condom gate on the challenge.
It's now a quarter muffin.
Who cares? I mean, seriously.
Jasmine?
I mean, if you run out of muffins, they'll give you another bag of muffins. Who the hell cares?
I'm surprised that Jasmine didn't say, nobody comes between me and my muffins.
Just if it shocks you that bad that you can't deal with seeing that other half of a muffin, throw it away. Big deal. I mean, and if it was the last one in the bag or what, Big Brother will give you another bag tomorrow. So,
She was even going incognito earlier today, Jim, trying to hide behind the sofa, even though her fat ass was sticking out the other end, thinking that she was doing some top secret detective work to find out who ate the other half of the muffin or the three quarters of the muffin.
Can you believe anybody was that serious over half of a muffin?
To me, it screams that she must have been told that you weren't on the veto episode this week, so she must be scrambling to try and get back on TV in any way she can, because that's going to be on either tonight's, well, it won't be on tonight's episode, it'll probably be on Sunday night's episode. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Her ever since she got injured in the second HOH competition, or the HOH qualifier, I should call it, she's been absolutely ridiculous. She's been wanting house guests to wait on her hand and foot. She just got the scooter taken away from her this week. So now she's being forced to hobble around like an Oompa Loompa to get around the house while walking on her boot. But the bigger picture, though, of this week, Jim, is the fact that Nicole, I don't know how stupid one duo can be to think that, I have the veto. I could, Monty is trying to clue me in to not use the veto, even though not using the veto would keep my number one ally safe. I'm going to call his bluff, and I'm going to use my veto. And little does he know, he literally just backdoored his number one ally. Because unless there's some random last-minute switch, we should be expecting Nicole to be up and out of here.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any kind of twist to save her. Don't you think she's done, Melissa?
I do. I Dan, he's very cocky. He thinks everybody loves him. He thinks he's
got thousands of fans out there.
He thinks that he knows it all. Everybody else is stupid. That he's the only one. He and Nicole are the only ones playing the game. And he just thinks that he's all that in a bag of chips. He's even gone as far as to say, saying? Well, if Chata doesn't like me by now, I might as well give up on everything, right? And then Nicole's like, well, if Tiffany doesn't like me by now, I'm going to cry. Well, guess what? You might as well start crying, honey.
Well,
and Chata even came back
and
said,
I would like Nicole to leave. Then I would like Dan to leave. I don't know after that. I like Daniel and Kyle. I like Taylor. After Dan, I don't know. What do you think after? Who would be on the hit list after Daniel?
I would want Indy. Indy is turning out to be quite the little bitch. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking about the girl that's injured. You don't want her to get to the end and say, well, I made it here on one foot.
Well, I don't want her either, but I think Indy has taken lessons from Nicole, and she's turned out to be quite a bitch. I mean, I don't like her. I can stand Jasmine for another week as long as they get her out next. I say Indy, Jasmine, and then, quite honestly, I'd like to see Joseph go. I can't trust that dude. I can't.
I don't know. I think if anybody's going to go.
What about
first,
Monty? You trust Monty? Do you trust Monty?
Do I? Well, you know what? I don't want him to win, and I think if he stays in too long, he's going to. But I think that Kyle and Michael are onto it. I think they know that. we'll see.
I think that's the final two. And I wouldn't doubt if Taylor is not the third one in the final three. But I would say Michael and Kyle are probably headed for the final two.
I hope so. I'd like to see that.
By the way, Jim, I meant to ask you, did you know that Nicole is 41?
Nicole.
I mean, she's...
Oh, the...
Nicole, the one... The chef.
The one leaving tonight?
Yeah, because she seems to say it a whole bunch of times. I'm 41 years old.
Well, no, I don't because, I I don't keep up on the feeds and stuff, so... I kind of know who half of them are now.
I made a whole lot of comments in the live feed update thread where Nicole is talking about honesty and integrity, and she hasn't lied, and she's not lying to anybody, and she's not talking anybody down. And I put in there, her nose could reach China by now. Right?
And yeah, kind of like Paloma was the victim and Taylor was the aggressor.
Right. I tell you. Wait till
I guess these people don't understand that most Big Brother fans watch the feeds and they know what's going on.
Right. I think she's going to be shocked at how many fans know exactly what she did. She's going to be shocked.
This is so bogus. I mean, she's got a boyfriend, right?
Who, Alyssa?
Yeah.
I think she came into the game thinking that she was single and ready to mingle. I think that the guy who claims to be her boyfriend is only trying to get his 15 minutes of fame. He's just using her to get his name out there. I don't think that she really has any strong connection to him. And I know that people are saying, yeah, but she was saying that she's missing her person. Well, her person could be her best friend. You know, everybody has a person that they go to when they're really upset about something. And it could be a guy, it could be a girl, it could be their sister, it could be their mother, it could be anybody. She said she was missing her person. She did not say she was missing her boyfriend. However, Joseph made it sound like it was a boyfriend.
She claimed that she was single when she was in the house.
Mm-hmm.
She claimed she was single. So,
Well, who knows?
I mean, the only
maybe
thing
she is, and maybe it's like Melissa said, the guy's just trying to get attention, or maybe they were together and she's just doing this. Wouldn't be the first time it happened.
No. But I think that she'd be talking a lot more about her boyfriend back home. Kind of like when Janelle, when she fell in love with Michael on season 6, she told her, who she called her boyfriend at the time, I'm sorry, but I'm breaking up with you. She broke up with him in the DR. Do you remember that?
You get dumped on national TV.
Yep. He was a football player for the Detroit Lions.
But here's the bad thing, though, Jim. The bad thing about this is now that Kyle is basically basically in a showmance with Alyssa, this potentially threatens his spot in the Leftovers, because some of the Leftovers, Joe and Monty in particular, are looking at him as a potential liability because of the fact that Alyssa could have control over potentially changing his mind on a whim.
Well, and in all honesty, that's rightfully so. I mean, wouldn't you think that? Wouldn't you wonder that?
Oh, definitely.
We've got this alliance. Everything's clicking and everything's moving forward. And all of a sudden, one of our members is hanging out with somebody that we really don't trust. And is he going to try to screw us over eventually?
And he's already defending why Alyssa should stay to his other Leftovers members. So,
yeah.
I mean, that right there should be red flags popping up all over the place.
Yeah, that could
hurt him. He just wants her to make it to jury. He doesn't want her to go next, or she won't be on jury. So he doesn't want her to go next. He wants to make sure she goes to jury.
That's the way it stands right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how is it going to stand a week from now?
But quite honestly, I think if they get in the position, I think they will take the shot at Joseph and Monty. I really do. Because Michael and Kyle have been having some serious talks about that.
Nicole is looking around at the house guests, wondering which one she can poison first.
Yeah. Oh, she. Let me tell you one thing. I don't know if you saw the feeds earlier today, Jim, but Daniel, without her permission, basically went around and essentially started threatening other house guests.
Daniel's just a bully.
Pretty much. And she even said I think it was Michael that she was talking to, and Michael told her what Daniel had said, and she was like, I did not tell him at all to campaign for me or to make threats and stuff like that. So Daniel, I think if Nicole leaves, we know that Nicole's probably leaving. The question is it going to be a blowout, or is Monty going to have to break a tie? Because, I mean, Daniel he wasn't just attacking certain people. He was attacking pretty much almost everybody. And Nicole has kind of been wearing thin on Alyssa and Jasmine as well. So for all we know, this could be a potential blowout vote coming with
Does he not understand that playing like that and acting like that is going to make him the next target? Or does he just not care?
Well, he doesn't care. He already knows that he's... Because it'll be two straight blindsides of his allies.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll know. He knows. He flat out told them, I know I'm next if Nicole goes out the door.
I'm right behind you. Yep.
So what you do is you just go around and throw more gasoline on the fire to where it's a sure thing instead of trying to maybe mend some fences.
Basically.
Yeah, Andy was telling Alyssa, you need to tell Kyle that if he doesn't vote our way, that I'm not going to be able to save him. It's like, what? Like, how do you plan to even protect him?
How are you going to have the power to save him?
you're just kind of walking around like you got all this power and you don't even do shit. You don't do nothing.
Nicole has come close to winning a competition more than Indy has. I mean, there was the psychedelic, whatever the hell that Power of Veto competition was. where Indy came in second, but that's because she had a partner. And Monty was just plain stupid the entire competition.
So Steve, is there any truth to the rumor? Any truth to the rumor that when she was going around the house on that little scooter with her injury, that Christmas Abbott told Memphis Garrett, "What the hell is going on? I thought I had that shit trademarked."
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure there was probably something. I'm pretty sure there was probably something mentioned. Because the thing I hate about production is they even added to it. Like, they added this loud-ass squeaky noise that got even louder and louder.
But they did that with Christmas, too. They did that with Christmas, too. And you know what? They took her scooter away from her, Jim. They finally took the scooter away from Jasmine.
Well, they
needed
to.
And I think that they gave her a heads up. I think they gave her a heads up.
I mean, I honestly think in terms of injuries, I think Christmas' injury was a lot worse.
Oh, hell, a lot worse. She had to have surgery, remember?
Yeah.
But Jasmine, I think that they gave her a heads up on how she's being perceived. Because she actually mentioned that she didn't want people to think that she was using her injury.
Yeah, and I think
so,
it was like Steve said. I think it's like Steve said. I think she was probably milking it.
Yeah, oh, she was. She was milking it big time. But now she's like, oh, I can't believe this swelling's gone down, and I can't believe now I'm walking without my cane, and oh, my God, I'm feeling so much better. Yeah, I think VR gave her a heads up.
Oh, well, you know they tell them stuff, so.
Well, that and the VR probably told her, look, how much longer are you going to be on that scooter? Because you're supposed to be improving.
Yeah, she was refusing. They left the boot in the storage room, and it was in there for days before she finally went and put it on. You know? She just didn't want to give it up. But I think they finally made her do it.
Yeah, and then they gave
Melissa, the younger black guy, that his name's Joseph. The one with the beard.
The one with the full beard is Monty.
Monty. What's the old guy's name?
Terrence.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got it. Okay.
Joseph. Right. Joseph is the. I think he's Arabian. I think he's the first.
Oh, he's the one. He's the one I kind of like. The one in real good shape.
Yeah, he has like a six pack and everything.
Yeah, he's the one that when she asked about the half muffin, he told her he's full. He don't eat half. So, okay, all right. So
it was actually Tucker, our Turner, who ate it.
So
yes, it was Skunkhead who ate it.
Okay,
Jasmine's
so
partner.
I think Monty's gonna burn out pretty quick. I don't think he's at the top of that alliance. I think he's gonna be one that they're looking at.
Oh, yeah, Daniel's already looking to – if he wins HOH, it's entirely possible he puts up Monty, Joseph, and Terrence with them being a trio because of the twist. Because he's going to want revenge for Nicole going out. I don't think he would go after Taylor like he's claiming he's going to. I think he's going to go after – he's responsible.
Taylor should have just slapped the hell out of that guy.
Well,
the way he talked to her.
In a different way. She'll slap him in a different way tonight with her speech that she's supposedly going to give. So,
I hope she does. I mean, you know, it kind of gets to a point, enough's enough. You know, I put up with this crap the first week because there was an attractive girl in here that was a mean girl and jealous and thought I might end up being more popular than her. I put up with that. Then I put up with all this other crap week two. And now I'm kind of on my feet, and you want to come at me? No, uh-uh. No. But maybe she's not like that. Maybe she's just too nice of a person. I don't know. I hope she does go off tonight.
I mean, you know, she's had everything against her so far this entire season. Now that she's finally in the Leftovers Alliance, you know, she actually has, you know, I shouldn't say she has safety because let's face it, this is her third time in 4 weeks on the block, but
yeah,
you know, she at least has insurance, I guess you could say it. She
well,
has insurance.
She's in a heck of a lot. She's in a heck of a lot better spot than she was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing though. Obviously, you know, MTV, or maybe if CBS has another season of The Challenge, you know, maybe we might, we could potentially see some other Big Brother competitors. I can only see a few people from this cast who would probably be put on the show. I think Monty would probably be one. I think Joseph would probably be one. I don't really see anybody from the women who would be put on.
You don't see Taylor?
Well, Taylor, yeah. But really, that maybe.
I mean, look at what. I mean, look at how the Love Island girls are doing on the challenge.
That's true. And actually, speaking of Love Island, Alyssa originally thought that she was being cast for Love Island. I think she said.
I bet she was disappointed.
It was sort of like a. It was described like what you said with. Purple Kelly, where she asked,
yeah.
You know, when's the, you know, where, when do we go back to the hotel?
No, Alyssa said, this is, and I heard her say it, that she was one of the finalists for season one of Love Island. So she knew she wasn't going to Love Island. She knew she was going to Big Brother. She said,
well, I mean, they, you know, that stuff happens. You know, when Hayden Moss applied originally, it was for Survivor. He wanted to be on Survivor.
Yep.
And they gave him Big Brother. And then he ends up getting to go on on Survivor. So, I mean, that kind of stuff happens. Happens a lot, really. I know from dealing with Jody over the years and Erica Landon and Allie and, you know, all the different people I know in casting, it happens a lot. They talk to each other and they say, hey, I got somebody here you might be interested in.
There's a big question, though, as to what exactly is going to happen tonight as Nicole gets voted out, because there are a lot of people. Right before the feeds went off, a lot of the players were talking about, specifically the women, were talking about how they were scared of Daniel. Like they're afraid that Daniel's gonna go off or something or do something.
Well, he very well could.
Yeah.
I mean, when I saw him talk to Taylor like he did, instead of just maybe pulling her aside and having a conversation. The way he attacked her in front of everybody, like he wanted to show off how he was talking to her, That's not a good guy.
No, and you know what? He thought that he was putting on a show for the fans, and the fans were eating it up. He thinks that the fans are on his side. Okay.
Yeah.
That's how
I
much
guess they're gonna be.
I guess
the more and more of them that leave, the more and more of them are going to be shocked that Taylor's been popular.
Yeah, I think so too.
And they didn't buy Paloma and the Mean Girls BS.
Nope. I'm having trouble with my live stream, so it keeps lagging. So it's pissing me off.
Well, Nicole's giving her last plea right now. She went first.
You know, though, I got to give credit to Amira, though. She actually at least took responsibility for any of the things that she had said against Taylor inside the house.
Yeah, I agree. I read those interviews. I agree.
And, you know, honestly, I think it would be, between these two, if I was in that house, it would be a stupid move to keep a wild card like Nicole in the house, especially considering she claims that she has never lied while she's been in the house and she's never gone after anybody when specifically she has shit-talked.
Does she consider throwing a challenge on purpose so your partner gets put on the block? Does she consider that a lie? Because that's like one of the biggest lies that there is. You didn't even try to win.
Yeah. It's, you know, and she also claimed that she was a super fan, even though she only saw last season.
That girl is just too classy. She just turns the other cheek.
So she didn't go guns blazing.
No, she didn't. She didn't go off. She didn't. She stayed classy. She's just a good person.
You know, this could very easily be a 9-1, maybe 8-2 vote, depending on. Based off of where house guests were before the feeds went off the air. Because in particular,
Joseph votes to evict Nicole.
I think the only two that could really even save Nicole would be Daniel, of course, and maybe Terrence. Because
Terrence
has literally been
right
playing
now.
The fence.
Terrence voted Nicole.
All right, so he did say, so everything he did say was true. So he is truly with the guys.
Michael votes Nicole.
Yeah, this is looking, then again, though, they haven't gotten to any of the wild cards yet, but this is looking like a one-sided so far.
Indy. Indy votes Nicole.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be a blowout. Because Indy was one of the question marks.
I think commercial's coming up now.
Yeah. And Alyssa, we would assume, will vote Nicole because she's with Kyle. So
yeah, it's probably going to be – Daniel's probably going to be the only vote.
Yeah. Because the only ones I could have seen as potentially voting to save Nicole would have been either Terrence or Indy along with Daniel. So –
Well, they've already voted, so that's out. So, yep, Nicole's leaving, and she can go bake her humble pie. And you know, it's a shame
yep.
because week one, I really liked her.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked who she was, her background, what she's done, how competitive she probably could be. And then she made that fatal mistake, throwing that challenge.
Yep, and that right there, it's also in due part to the fact that she never, like she went in with the wrong group. Basically, she decided to go with the girls.
And she let that BS happen when she was in there squalling, and Taylor's asking for prayers, and Taylor goes in to console her. And they just all flip it around and jump on Taylor.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You know, the problem is, I think she was worried that if she stuck her neck out for Taylor, even though in the DR she specifically said that she wasn't, you know, she wasn't a fan of how they were treating Taylor. I think she probably felt if she stuck her neck out, she wasn't one of the leaders of that girls group, and she was probably worried the girls group would turn on her because of it. And maybe perhaps instead of Pooch going out, maybe perhaps Nicole, for example, would have been put on the block week two. But it's been a huge turnaround. It's been a huge turnaround for this game within the span of a couple of weeks. Just
yeah.
when it looked like this season was heading down towards potentially one of the worst seasons for fans.
Well, it looked like there was going to be a mean person alliance, just run the whole game week after week after week after week and be so boring and people hate them so bad, but then it, like you said, it got flipped around.
Right. And, you know, everybody was so hoping that this would be a split house, and it just seemingly has crumbled so quickly to where now, entering this upcoming week, it's basically Daniel's public enemy number one. Even though he's partnered up with Kyle, he's still public enemy number one, and pretty much the entire house is going to be against Daniel for this week. And I'm reading something from what Pam Rainey said in our live chat. She said the speech that Taylor gave was kind of cringy, even though Nicole deserved it. Kyle's face said it all. I think the reason I felt it was kind of unnecessary is because Nicole already knew she was going to go home tonight. With all of the jabs that were thrown her way during Taylor's speech.
Yeah, because she's been talking about her speech all week. And they were like, I want to hear your speech so bad. I want to hear it. I want to hear it. And I think she did it for the house guests who wanted to hear it. And Nicole really needed to hear it. It wasn't really that bad.
No.
It wasn't really that bad. She could have made it so much worse. I said she was fine. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Jasmine voted
anyway.
Nicole. She told Julie that she looked better than a chicken wing and an air fryer. Where is this girl from? Oh, here's Daniel.
I believe she's from Mississippi.
Oh, okay. That explains it. There's the Taylor
vote. Yeah, Terry, Mississippi.
Oh, I know exactly where Terry's at. Been there quite a few times.
It's
right outside of Jackson.
Yeah, Terry, Mississippi. Her hometown was Terry, Mississippi, but she currently lives in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, she's a Southern girl.
And Daniel decided to not be to drop the hobo look that he was wearing all week long. He actually decided to go clean shaven tonight. This is another thing too that I don't think they showed. Kyle and Turner actually formed the final two.
Alyssa voted for Nicole.
Yeah, complete, absolute blowout. I'm surprised they didn't make out right there in the middle of the hallway.
Brittany votes for Nicole. That's it. One vote.
Yep.
Dumbass Daniel.
And he only did that because he knew he was going to be public enemy number one anyways. So him voting Nicole out wouldn't have changed anything. And by the way, I hate those stupid shout outs that they give. Just give your vote
too.
And leave.
I do too. Hi, so and so, so and so, so and so, so and so.
Or if you want to, do some sort of symbol or something. Do some sort of symbol when you're with your hands or something when you're giving a vote. When you're giving your vote, like if you want to give a shout out to your family at home.
Like Michael does with his kissing his ring.
And not in Daniel's case, don't use the bird.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that with his sister. Or, no, that was Turner's sister. Never mind.
Daniel, you're a dumbass. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, he's a dumbass who's going to be gunning for it.
You,
and Kyle's going to be gunning for H.
You have no, prayer in hell of winning this game now with how you've acted.
Nope.
Even if he made it to the end, he's Pope Paul.
Pretty much. No, I'll do you even more, Jim. He's Russell.
Yeah.
He's Russell from Heroes versus Villains. Not even Russell from Samoa.
Boy, Taylor got changed fast, didn't she?
She must have ran. To her room.
She must have ran throw them tights on real quick.
I got a feeling tonight is a crapshoot competition. I don't think it's Oh, remember y'all can't split the check play for yourselves. Daniel is actually this is what Daniel was doing basically when Feeds went off the air. That he was basically trying to, you know, tell people to play for themselves instead of being sheep, basically. Which is funny.
Well,
they sure did like it
the first week or two when the other side were sheep.
Yeah. And I'll tell you one thing, the live chat is disappointed that we didn't see any conflict.
Well,
they
I,
are
I,
disappointed.
Again, I mean, I just, I guess she's just not that type of person.
I'm surprised. I thought Nicole would have said something snarky on her way out. I'm surprised she didn't.
Well, it wouldn't do her no good. I mean, what's she going to say?
Well, she would have been like, she could have acted like what's his name, Howie from Big Brother 6 did when he got eliminated from All Stars.
And all she can really say is, I started my own downfall by throwing a challenge to backstab my bestie, and then my real bestie
backstabbed me.
My bestie attacked that person in front of everybody and then ended up having me put up. So,
right.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, and don't count 2 through 10, how smart did I play?
Zero. didn't play with a brain at all. That's why
she thought she was the smartest person in there, that everybody else was playing stupid. You guys are so stupid.
Yeah,
you don't know how to play this game, right? Her and
well,
Daniel had many conversations
about it,
that.
The thing about it, Melissa, there's you can take 16, 18, 20 players and put them in a game. And when you put them in there, on their resumes, there can be 8 or 10 people that are like really, really, really intelligent. But that don't mean they're going to be able to translate that into playing in the game. It's different.
Yep.
You know? It seems to work better in Survivor. The nerds usually seem to do better in Survivor. But
because I'm more strategic.
Yeah. Yeah, and it is probably more of a strategic game. But I don't care how smart she was, and I loved her background. I loved what she had done in her life, and I thought, man, this is going to be somebody to pull for. And then it's like, what the hell are you doing? You're in there throwing challenges?
I'm the same way. I really liked her going in.
Yeah,
I liked her a lot going in the house. Yep.
It's crazy, you know?
Yep.
As strong as you are, and you're throwing challenges, and you're telling everybody, I hate to do this. I don't want to do this. Well, don't do it. Try to win.
I mean, it's just so weird.
If you lose, you lose.
Herself.
But if you win, so what? Somebody else gets put on the block.
At the beginning of the season, it's so weird. She considered herself as vibing more with the guys, but yet all of a sudden, it was almost like she went into the diary room and then she came back out, and then all of a sudden she was a girly girl. Like that switch was all of a sudden flipped. From the moment she went into the diary room to the moment she exited the diary room. Because she was hanging with the guys mostly.
Well, mostly
before that.
Daniel, anyway.
Mostly Daniel, yeah, but she was vibing with Terrence. She had a good relationship with, I think, Michael part of the time. You know, it seemed like she was going to be, when it was originally guys versus girls, it seemed like she was going to be more of an ally to the guys, but instead, you know, she went into the diary room and then all of a sudden she came out as a girly girl, basically. And that's essentially where her game got completely flipped.
She said she thought she had the numbers. Julie looked at her and said, 9-1?
What numbers? What numbers?
She said Monty is the reason. She said Monty's the reason she left.
Nope. Monty is the reason for putting her up, but Monty ain't the reason she left. It was Kyle. At least I'm pretty sure.
Uh-oh. Julie's telling her. The alliance formed after you and Daniel attacked Taylor. And treated her unfairly. Wow.
Huh. Of course, I'm behind here, so I'm like, literally, I'm having to read. I almost have this thing on mute, so I'm having to read the freaking text that's coming up on the screen.
She said none of the leftover names surprise her. But she looked, when Julie told her that about her and Daniel confronting Taylor, and that's when the alliance was formed, she kind of looked at Julie like she wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
And Julie even brought up how, because of how Taylor had been treated so unfairly, she didn't deny it. She didn't say, yeah, maybe she was. It was like she was stunned. She didn't know what to say.
Well, she kept thinking all week that Jasmine was the reason why she all of a sudden was becoming a potential target. Because there was like a huge-ass game of telephone that was played this week. Where, like, there was a whole bunch of stuff that happened specifically after midnight Eastern, where there was a whole bunch of talk.
She still looks stunned. She still looks stunned.
Oh, she should be. And when you think of it, she kind of did the same thing that Pooch did, because Nicole was willing to go up on the block because she figured that she wouldn't go home over Taylor.
All right, you're all there. Excellent. Well, how's guess we have some unfinished business?
Looks like HOH will not be on the feeds.
You now have the power to choose.
I would assume. I'm guessing
now
that
Taylor
is probably going to take
now
Indiana.
Now Taylor picks what set she wants to join.
I would assume it's probably Indy and Alyssa because they were discussing it all day. And also technically last night, too.
Indian Alyssa.
Oh, yep.
Why would she have joined them? Why didn't she join Daniel?
Because at least, well, she probably doesn't want to be up on the block for the fourth time in 5 weeks if she's joined with Daniel. But you know, at the very least, her joining with Alyssa and Indy, if they ever get put up on the block, although this is probably only going to last for one more week, but if she
Michael's going to have to bite the bullet and go on the block to get rid of Daniel.
Kyle will have to.
I mean Kyle, yeah.
Michael's with Brittany. You know, some of our chatters believe that Julie let Nicole off too easy. with her question.
Yeah, she did. Yep, she did.
Well, she, yeah, she kind of was. She did. She did bring up Taylor. She did bring up when the alliance was formed, but she kind of sugarcoated it. I mean, it was nowhere. I mean, I'll never forget how she treated Aaron when Aaron left.
Taylor,
she did everything but take out a bullwhip and beat that girl's ass.
Go ahead and tell us which death scenes you will be joining.
And Daniel is all alone now.
A lot of repair. Sharon's with the guys.
It's literally the house against Daniel.
Yay! Okay, Taylor, Indy, and Alyssa are now death scenes and playing this game.
So you'll have to, you know, you would have to assume that obviously Daniel is going to gun for the HOH, and quite frankly, Kyle probably will too, because he wants the room all to himself with Alyssa.
I'd be telling Kyle, you need to throw it.
Yeah, I mean, if your number one priority is getting Daniel out this week, yeah, you need to throw it. I mean, Alyssa can always win, and you can always still have the HOH room with Alyssa that way.
Yeah. Yeah, let's throw it over to the girls. Maybe that's their thought.
But then again, they could be wild cards too, because depending on who wins it, if it's Indy that wins it, you know, Indy, I think she's the definition of this season's wild card. In terms of stability, like, you have no idea what the hell she's going to do at any point.
Damn. Raiders are beating Jacksonville 20-0.
Yeah, I saw, and Jarrett Stidham's actually having himself quite a game, from what
I've
seen.
Well, he should know the offense.
I would hope. But I'll still tell you one thing though, Jim. I don't think any of these. I don't think that many of these people this season would be able to do anything on the challenge. I'll tell you that much. Oh, there they are! I finally found them. It's on NBC tonight.
Yeah, it's on NBC and Peacock.
But yeah, it's obviously, you know, we're gonna end up discussing more tomorrow night about everything that happened this week as a whole, in terms of Big Brother, and I'm pretty sure. It's probably going to, you know, the feeds tonight might be something to keep an eye on, because I got a feeling that Daniel might be kind of aggressive with his, you know, with whatever he decides to do.
Yeah, he probably will. He seems kind of like a ticking time bomb a little bit.
We do have JB joining us to start the second hour here.
How's it going, JB?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, doing good.
I heard Steve say...
Go ahead.
Oh, never mind. I'm thinking my brain is, you know, out someplace else. I was thinking something else. What
okay.
Steve said. So never mind.
Okay.
Ah, jeez.
we've been covering the first hour. We've been covering what was going on Big Brother, and now we're going to talk a little challenge stuff. I noticed your post last week. You said you went back and watched it, and you enjoyed it. Did you watch it tonight, or you recorded it, or what?
Well, I didn't see it last night, and on our cable, it does not show that it is going to be shown on demand. So there's no way for me to see it, so I'm just going to have to wait until next Wednesday.
Why would something not be on demand on CBS?
I have no idea.
What cable network do you have?
That's odd.
That's because
Spectrum?
They have Paramount. They have Paramount Plus, and they want people to go to Paramount Plus. Now, Paramount Plus does have a free thing.
I know, but maybe they're not allowing it on most cable service. I hadn't checked ours. I mean, because we've got Paramount, we got all that other stupid crap.
Paramount Plus, so you can get a lot of stuff on Paramount Plus free, but there are some things that you have to pay for, and I don't know if Challenge and Big Brother are part of that. But they have a $4.99.
I know Big Brother and Challenge are on Paramount. Okay,
yeah, but I don't know if they're part of the free package or not.
I'm going to see it.
I don't know if you'd be able to see them free.
Oh, what?
But you can check. You can go to ParamountPlus.com, JB, and see if they offer up Challenge for free.
Ours, the one we have is not free. So I guess maybe that's why we get it. I don't know. I'm checking. I'm trying to check our on demand and see if it pops up on our cable service. Well, on demand is down
right now.
Real
quick, Jim, we do have Kansas joining us for the second hour here.
Hi.
Hey, Kansas. Hi, Kansas.
Hello.
How's everybody doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing good.
All right.
Oh, I'm doing so good right now. Big Brother was phenomenal. Doing good.
Yeah.
My girl's still in there.
I wish it
would have
been a blind side.
Oh, your girl is looking like the queen that she is, Jim. And it's so fitting that horrible Daniel can now feel just like she felt. Right now,
yeah.
He is all alone. Let him now feel
loneliness.
I'm
glad it turned around for her, because first couple of weeks in there for her was just horrible.
Horrifying, yes.
So
let him feel that now.
Amen.
Right?
It wasn't horrifying to me.
We were just talking and saying he might be the type of player that, with the situation he's in now,
he's going to win.
He may be one of these
loose cannons
like Willie Hance or
either
or somebody
that, or he's going to end up winning head of household, which I hope doesn't happen. But I could almost see this happening. It'd be so awful.
Yeah, we were saying, you know, the leftovers need to tell Kyle, you need to bite the bullet
that whole thing. Well, we can at least now we know for sure he's not gay. But Jim,
he's not gay, but he may not be as smart as we thought.
This is a 29-year-old? Are you freaking kidding me? I thought he was in his early 20s. The way he acts like a teenager. This is a man that's almost 30 years old. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But if anyone's going to ruin their situation, it's him. Because he cannot bring this girl into the fold, and that's going to ruin everything.
Yeah, what we were talking about is there's a couple of things going against him now. He's partners with Daniel, and if he don't want to throw it, that's going to go against him. And he's got this thing going on with this girl who
mm-hmm.
ain't really with them. So that's going to hurt him. He's, you know, somebody needs to take the shovel out of his hand because he's
digging
a grave.
Plus, Jim, she has a big mouth. And the thing is, he tells her the wrong stuff. It's going to go over to the wrong people, and she's going to blow up that whole damn alliance. Right now they had something so good going on with that little group. They should not let anybody else into that group. They stick with the plan. You play the game. He needs to just keep his trap shut. He needs to keep it in his pants when they get to jury house, because neither of them, I believe, are going to win this game anyway. Let the two of them go to jury house and go at it like jackrabbits. But for the game right now, keep your damn head in the game. He's going to ruin it for everybody. This is what scares me with Kyle.
Well, let him fight it out.
I will make a prediction now. This is a showmance that is not going to last because, I'm just going to say it like it is. She way too much woman for him.
She's in love, though, Jim. She's in love.
She just left a boyfriend at home.
She needs it. She has womanly needs, too.
Yeah, well.
But keep it for the damn jury.
You gotta think of,
I don't want
to
see
you know,
this.
You gotta think,
I,
you gotta think
to
about the other person.
Jim,
you gotta think about the woman.
I would have rather been Taylor and Joseph, honestly. Let the two of them, they're in the same alliance at least. They would be classy about it. And I think the two of them would really make a beautiful couple. She used to be into Daniel. That made me sick.
It was kind of weird for me the start of the season because I don't usually like these big muscle-bound guys that come in.
They
think they're going to just come in with all these muscles and they're going to flirt and they're going to win
he's
challenges.
Not that at all.
But I like him.
I know. I didn't like
him
either.
Jim,
I'm with you.
I was
worried about that, too. I know. He is so intelligent. He's going to be – but, I mean, he's a real winner for her. You know, we look up – we think so much of her. And for a perfect guy for her, he's good-looking. He's intelligent. He's a lawyer. I mean, come on. She could not do any better.
Jim, we need to get into the challenge a little bit, but I wanted to ask Candace.
Yeah, the challenge, this, that was also something
I, yeah,
so good.
I wanted to ask Candace this about Big Brother, because I won't be here tomorrow night, so I want to get your thoughts on this tonight. Number one, what did you think about Taylor deciding not to stand up and blast somebody with her final plea, because a lot of people thought maybe she would, and she decided not to. My thoughts were, that's just the type of person she is. She's not like that.
No,
and
you know what, though? That's the beauty of Taylor.
Wait a minute. And part two, what did you think about Julie asking Nicole about, not asking her, but telling her this alliance was formed after you and Daniel
bullied her,
basically kind of treated Taylor like you did.
Exactly.
And Nicole
She
looked like she was stunned and didn't know what to say.
Good. Let it sink in, because she's going to get a lot of backlash when she comes out, because she had many fans, just like myself and so many here and so many other fans, the other
me
Big
and
Brother
Melissa,
players.
Me and Melissa
she
were
lost
both
so
on
many
that
people.
Same train.
But your first question, Jim, okay, as for Taylor, you know, she said she was going to say how she felt. Taylor, first of all, has so much class. She got her point across, but in a classy – this is why she is a queen. She got her point across, but in a very loving way. This is why I keep saying she doesn't know she's a Christian, but she really is. She is a true Christian without even knowing it. This girl got her point across, but in a classy way, which is what so many of us love about her. She didn't have to go low with them. Mm-mm. She stays high. This is why this girl deserves to win. She's a winner. She doesn't win this game, I don't care. To me, Taylor's the winner. I've said this about other players in the past, and I'll say this about Taylor. She's a winner. That's her. She didn't have to go low. She went high.
Steve, JB, Melissa, just a little quick update about next Tuesday night. You know, I did the post in Whispers about the live chat coming, and Candace, you probably don't know this yet because We just announced it today. But next Tuesday night is the live chat with RC from Survivor Philippines.
Oh, cool. Good.
And I've been talking to her off and on all day.
Awesome.
And Melissa, just so you know, because I don't know how women think. I know my wife was going to say something about the picture that was chosen to be on the banner, on the promo banner. But just so you know, RC picked that out because we had two other pictures, and she didn't want those. She wanted the leopard bikini. So that's what we did.
I remember the leopard bikini.
Yeah, and then after I showed her the final product, what it looked like, she said, yeah, that's a lot better, and oh, my God, now I need to go to the gym today.
Jim,
she just posted in Survivor Whispers in that thread about the live chat. Because Artis, Kansas, this is something else, Artis Sylvester from that season had posted in that thread about her, and I told him to call in next week and say hi to her, and he said he will, so you're going to have two survivors at least.
Oh, that's cool.
And
awesome.
I may work on another one or two.
Wow.
This is what RC said. Oh, my God. Because I posted pictures that she gave me way back when her and her dad were out there to do blood versus water, and they were going through the physicals like everybody has to before the filming starts, and they found something with her father's heart, so they bumped him. They didn't get to play. And RC sent me some pictures of them being helicoptered out. And I posted those, and she said, oh, my God, I have not seen these pictures in a decade.
Yeah.
Looking forward to going down memory lane.
Yeah.
Jim,
it will be good because that is one of the best seasons of all time with one of the best casts of all time, so many characters and gameplay, and I mean, you'll get to hear her talk about the rivalry with Abby Marie, and you'll get to hear her talk about, I mean, her physical strength. I mean, because it's like somebody posted in Whispers today, she may have been the best swimmer they've ever had on this show, because she used to compete in swimming challenges. And she took that after her dad. Her dad was like that. He was a swimmer. And then she'll, you know, we'll talk more about her getting bumped from blood versus water. And she don't do this. She don't do Survivor stuff no more. She stays out of all that crap. So you're getting a treat Tuesday night. And she's doing it just because we've been friends forever.
Okay.
And
Jim,
Kansas, JB, Melissa, everybody, keep in mind, when you look at the promo banner, it's an hour earlier. It's at
8 p.m.
Eastern, not 9.
Oh,
okay.
So it'll be 7 my time then. Okay.
Hey,
yeah.
Guys. Hey.
Steve wants something. Steve has something to say.
I've been trying to get Reggie introduced onto the show. She's been on the line, I think, for about 10 or 15 minutes already.
Oh, Reggie!
Hey, Reggie!
Hey, Reggie!
Are you there, Reggie?
And now she's muted herself, I think.
I sure did. The dogs were barking,
Reggie!
So I muted.
Sure.
Hi, how are y'all?
Hi.
How you doing, Reggie?
I'm doing okay.
And I think
oh,
Melissa, you were about to say something too, Melissa.
Where'd
no,
Melissa
I was
go?
Gonna say,
oh, no,
I was going to say I thought I heard Reggie. So.
Oh, okay, okay.
I was just.
JB,
yeah.
What about you? Mm-hmm. Oh, you said Steve had something to say. Steve, what were you going
to
say?
Yeah, because I was trying to introduce Reggie. I was trying to let you know that we had Reggie on the line.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. I got off promoting next Tuesday night because I think that's going to be big.
It's programming. It's programming.
Yeah.
So.
And it should be good because I mean, you go back and look at the players on that season. Who all
I'm
we
going
can
to.
Talk to her
I
about.
Already plan to. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
And me knowing Jim for like 15 years. Once he starts promoting and talking about it, man, he can go on and on and on. It's just
what
like
we,
him talking.
Steve,
it's
what
just
do
like
we
you
say?
Talking about Russell Hands. You
yeah.
could talk and talk and talk.
Yeah, Steve, what do we say? Pimping ain't easy.
Yeah. You know, I may have to add that as a soundbite for for every time we have to make a we have to make an announcement for an upcoming show. I may need to add a soundbite for that to say pimping ain't easy.
Yeah, it'll be interesting Tuesday too, because when all that was going on, I was in the middle because I'm friends with her and Abby. And I actually knew who Abby was before the cast was announced or anything. I knew about her knee injury. I knew about her surgery. She sent me pictures from the hospital even before she was announced. And I wouldn't give her name out. I just teased her a lot to fans. And that was when... what was that jerk's name, Steve? Matt Quinlan? Was that his name? Matthew Quinlan?
Quinlan was on a different season.
I know, but...
Quinlan wasn't on Philippines.
I know he wasn't, but he saw me talking about this person, this Abby. But, I didn't use her name. He saw me talking about this person... And he was wanting to get back on again, and
right.
I was talking about what a character she was, and there was no doubt they would ask her back. So he wanted to know who it was so he could get to know her personally, and maybe she could help get him back on the show. And I
That's
wouldn't
right.
give
I
him her name.
I
wouldn't
that.
Tell him who she was.
Yeah, I remember you saying something like that when it came up.
Yeah, and that's when we kind of got into it, because he was in Whispers. We kind of got into it in there. And then JJ went in and... More. Yeah, JJ went in and said something back to him about, you know, why can't you just respect this? He's not going to give out that name. And he went off on her, and of course that meant he was gone.
But speaking of Survivor, though, Jim, it looks like we have finally seen Survivor or Team Survivor start to crumble on the challenge.
Yeah, let's get into some of the challenge. Let's get into the challenge.
Geez.
Let's get
yeah,
into the challenge because I want this is something I brought up when we first came on the air. Because a lot of players will bitch and gripe and say, well, it was just a bad edit. It was a bad edit. And, I love Sarah. Don't get me wrong. I love her to death. And she is a badass.
Mm-hmm.
But, and she won't do it. Sarah won't do it. Sarah say, that's what I said and that's what I meant. She won't say it's a bad edit. She'll say, that's what I meant. So is everyone in agreement that the things that she said and how she acted last night, that's just Sarah being Sarah the badass?
That's how
you
I
know
saw
what?
It.
Yes.
You know what? I have mentioned this before, that I really did not, I mean, it's not, wasn't just last night. It's been mostly all season where she's been knocking down everybody. And I don't take it as, oh, look at her, what a badass. I'm looking at her saying, what a bitch.
She's scared.
Ooh.
I'll tell you what. I would. She's somebody I wouldn't mess with. She's scared.
I didn't like her on Survivor. So I haven't, I've got to catch up on all the shows, but I didn't like her on Survivor, so I agree with you, Melissa.
One of the,
I liked her
well,
on Survivor. I
here,
liked
here, here's
won,
how
but...
it boiled down last night. It boiled down between her and Tyson. And you got to give Tyson credit. This was a swimming challenge, basically, and his partner can't swim. He can't swim.
I've seen that.
He won it before
so,
himself. I mean, come
so
on.
So they
she
put
stopped.
Her on her back and tell her to pedal her feet, and Tyson's going to pull
was horrible.
All the way.
I'm not a
so,
fan of her at all, to be honest.
And they,
I don't,
they
no,
had,
I
to,
don't
they
like
had
either.
To stop and go back and start over. And damn if they still didn't win the freaking challenge.
That was all Tyson, and I'll tell you, he is it's amazing. He's incredible.
And see, that's where the edit comes in, Kansas. Tyson is getting a superhero edit. Sarah is getting a villain edit.
Oh, she's looking like
such
a villain.
Wait a minute, but let me tell you why. Let me tell you why I think Sarah is getting the villain edit. I don't think it has nothing to do with Tyson. They're pumping Tyson up because they want Tyson to keep coming back and playing. Because he is TV gold.
Yeah.
And he's
right.
good. He's really
he's
good.
Terrific.
They're doing this with Sarah because when we get to the end, they want to have a favorite hero and a heel villain, and that's what they're going to have with Danny and Sarah. Just
yeah,
how I
saw,
think, looking
it,
at production.
And we saw it come to fruition last night in particular with her comments that she made about Leo, which, you know, like I said last week, I said at the beginning of the episode, you can pretty much tell who's going to go in. Like if nobody listened to this podcast and knew ahead of time that Sarah was going in, you could notice just by how they started off the episode with tension between her and Leo. And that pretty much
well, and she,
said it right there.
You know, to
okay,
be fair, Tyson had to pull, what's her name?
Cachet.
She had to pull Cachet. And Sarah had to kind of pull Leo.
Totally.
Yeah.
They
you
both
know?
Had the same deal scenario.
I mean, I think either one of, you know, Tyson was being cool about it because they ended up winning. But, you know, if I'm Sarah, I'm at the end thinking, dude, either lose some weight or pick your feet up because I'm tired of carrying your ass.
It was awful.
Yeah.
I felt for her in that first challenge. But at least he came through for her on the second challenge.
Yeah, he was smart on that second challenge.
Yes.
He was smart.
Right.
He played smart.
It didn't help either that I read in the exit interview of Azza and Azza and what's his name, Cinco. The other option was apparently David and I forget who his partner was this week. David and Alyssa, I think.
Alyssa, yeah.
And what's weird is though they edited it so like they basically did not give Tyson or Cachet any options and basically said, you know, it's up to you guys, whoever you want to throw in against us. Like, they
yeah.
didn't even...
I thought it was also pretty telling that Angela talked about how she respected Sarah and Tyson, but if she had to pick, she's Team Tyson.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, but you know what? I was wondering, they were given the whole thing that, you know, all of the girls, are, they don't want to pair with Leo because he's not taking it seriously, blah, blah, blah. Oh, come on. You wanted to get rid of Sarah because she's your biggest threat, Tyson. I mean, why would he put Sarah in there hoping to get rid of Leo? That would mean you'd have to get rid of Sarah. Come on. That's like Alyssa blaming it all on Shan when she was trying to get revenge against Xavier. You know what I mean?
You know, people would also try to frame it. People would try to frame this, too, as Tyson getting revenge on Sarah and Ben for voting him out in Winners at War. But yet at the same time, though, this was kind of like they were setting it up to where he was fed some information that Sarah or Ben may be going after him first, and he wanted to fire the first shot, which is what he ended up doing by putting in Sarah. This is what's different from the Xavier and Shan, nomination, is the fact that the Xavier nomination was all about pure revenge. This was kind of revenge, but this was also Tyson striking Sarah before Sarah could strike Tyson.
Yeah, but
didn't Tyson really want to get Ben out though, and he only got Sarah out because of Ben, because they were the allies together. Because I think his Florida move would have not listened to Cachet and put up Ben.
I think it was totally different. I did not see this as Tyson going after Sarah or Ben. I saw this as more of him laying back a little bit and letting Cachet kind of decide, so he's got that ally down the road.
See, I saw it like he wanted to pay back Ben, because who was it again that told him that Ben was talking? It was the girl from, was it Amazing Race, right? I can't think of her name.
I forget exactly who it was.
And said, I just want you to know that this is what's going down. And from what I gather about Tyson, he plays like that. He seems to kind of play personal. And I think he wasn't against Ben until he heard that. And then when he heard that, he really wanted to put Ben up. And the fact that Cachet was saying, please, please, Justine's my number one. Please, I don't want to get rid of Justine.
Well, see, that's where I'm saying,
that
Candace.
That was why he did Sarah.
That's where I'm saying.
Because Sarah and Ben are together.
That's where I'm saying he took a step back and he did what she wanted. And maybe it'll help him down the road. And maybe he thought, well, heck, Sarah's such a badass. Hell, she'll probably win, so no big deal.
But Sarah's out for blood with him. Now,
oh,
those death gestures scared the crap out of me. The way she was looking at him, man.
If she does lose, so what?
With the death gestures and, oh, God, she scared the hell out of me last night. She really
looked like a character from a horror movie.
Yes,
I know.
She scared the shit out of me.
So he's thinking Ben. He would rather have Ben or whatever. So he settles on Leo because all the girls don't want to be paired with him. It is just like, dude. I mean, wow. I was shook. I couldn't believe they did that.
It seems, though, judging by the preview for next week, it sounds like the line has been drawn in the sand and Sarah is 100% going straight at Tyson.
I'm sure she is.
Of course she is. That will be good ratings, because they're both going to go very, very, very far. So... But
wow!
Oh, Jim.
Yeah.
One thing I saw on my what the heck? I can after this after we get off at midnight, they do show episode 5 for the challenge on demand.
Okay. So officially that's waiting till the next day.
Yeah. When I looked on it Tuesday, it did not show episode 5 as being available. It just showed episode 4 6.
You'll enjoy this episode too because of the big comeback that Tyson and Cache made to win the challenge, and you're gonna enjoy the Sarah versus Tyson stuff. At the end, Sarah just went nuts after they won. And I was thinking, Steve, you know, is that overboard? But
no, I think it was more adrenaline.
I can't say I wouldn't have done the same thing.
Yeah. Jim, here's the thing with the challenge. With the challenge, the adrenaline is hyped up a lot more compared to Survivor or Big Brother competitions. You know, once you get through an elimination round, you know, your adrenaline is pumping, and especially the way that Sarah and Leo won this competition, the way that they did this week with the far superior strategy. I mean, hell, they measured basically the distance between each of the...
Yeah, I mean, they played it smart.
I mean, hell, Azza and Cinco were coming back out of the thing by the time that Sarah and Leo were asking for a check from TJ.
Yeah.
So, now, as far as the update goes, though, for the score totals, those who have qualified, Tyson with $16,000 currently, Kylan in second with $12,000, Angela has $11,000, Cache with $7,500, Justine has $7,000, Alyssa has $6,000, and let's see, is there anybody else who has qualified?
David has some money.
Not yet.
No?
Yeah, but David only has $2,000. You need $5,000 to qualify for the final.
Okay.
Did anybody think at some point in this challenge they were going to have to stop and let Enzo have some air, some oxygen?
Oh, I worried about him. Seriously, he was really struggling. No, honestly, he was giving it his all.
So
I mean, he was really working it, but he just
Kansas
can't.
Is so crazy. I guess it was just because of what kind of challenge it was. Because down the road, he's going to start winning challenges and eliminating people.
Is he really? Oh, I'm glad to hear that, Jim.
Yeah,
good for him.
So
you go, Enzo.
This was just kind of I guess it was a hiccup because it was water. Maybe he's not that great in water. I don't know.
Oh,
you
good
know,
for
some
him.
People
I was worried about
aren't,
him possibly
you know?
Leaving.
I have
week.
Always said if I ever wanted to be in a water challenge with a partner, I'm doing it with my son, Christopher, because he can swim like a damn fish, you know. And I'm okay. I'm good. But he's like a fish. So... But, you know, some people aren't that good in water.
Exactly.
And just Melissa, imagine how Tyson felt when Cache's like, well, I can't swim.
Oh, man.
Oh, brother. That's crazy.
Yeah, aren't you thinking if you're going to come on a show like this, you should maybe learn to swim?
I think so, yeah. I think that should be a gift.
Just like Survivor.
Well, a little short tidbit about Survivor with that. John Cochran, when he found out he's going to be on the show, they hadn't left yet, and Stephen Fishbach, same thing. Fishbach and Cochran both.
Learned how to swim before they got on.
They couldn't swim. So both of them were smart enough to go take swimming lessons.
Yep.
and the water didn't bother him.
You know.
And little Mogren won, so there you go.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. On the regular edition of the challenge, if there was anybody who couldn't swim or whatnot, they would immediately be targeted. Like, that's the one thing I would say that's different from this challenge compared to the regular challenge. If there's the regular challenge people, they look for any single weakness to get you put into an elimination round. Like,
sure.
if you can't swim, you might as well be getting ready to participate in an elimination round every single week.
Yeah. I Steve, can't you? I mean, you watch this show more than any of us on here. Can't you see what they're doing with Tyson? They're building him up. They want him to keep coming back.
Yeah.
We've won three out of
actually,
five.
I mentioned this.
Challenges.
Well, I mean, he's good in challenges, and he's good TV.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And I mentioned this too. I don't think I mentioned it last week on the Thursday show, but I mentioned it on the Big Brother recap. Tyson has been getting involved, has been, you know, getting at it with certain members of the regular challenge seasons. So it looks like he's trying to start something to get buzz going around.
So
that they would have a reason.
Well,
Tyson would have a reason to cast him.
One thing you can never say about Tyson is that he's dumb, because he's not.
No.
He knows what he's doing.
Yep.
He knows what he's doing. And Steve, how much money do you think the challenge would guarantee Boston Rob if they could get him to do this show?
Oh, man.
Oh, he couldn't do the show now. Did you see him on his new show? First of all, he's terrific. Did anybody see him in his new gig now?
No.
As a home builder, you know. Did anybody see him be a celebrity? Secret celebrity renovation? First of all, he's terrific in this show. He got very heavy, Jim. He is not the body to be doing this now. He's enjoying life. You can see he's loving food, enjoying life, his family. But he's killer in this new show.
You're not going to tell me Boston Rob wouldn't be smart enough to get in shape?
I don't think he wants to. I think he's enjoying what he's doing now. He's loving. They're multimillionaires, him and his wife. He doesn't need to do this.
The question is from the show. What would they offer him to do it if they could get him on there?
I don't think he'd do it.
Jim,
I think he would.
That depends. What version are we talking about? Are we talking about the regular version or the CBS version?
CBS version.
Well, I mean, I guarantee you, those that are on the show now, they're probably making the same amount that the MTV people make, which is between anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 per week that they're on the show.
Well, you know, Rob ain't playing for that.
No.
Do you think he's making a ton of a real big load of money though on this secret celebrity show?
I think he's making good money with it, Kansas. But what a lot of people forget about with Rob is he has a construction company. He owns his own business.
He knows what he's doing. He's terrific.
He makes money. He makes money.
But Jim,
he's so likable on this show.
You really get to know him and his heart, and I'm gonna love it. I already loved the show to begin with, but I'm loving him now as one of the regulars. He's terrific.
He makes enough money that he can go to poker tournaments and lose his ass all the time, and they're still okay.
Yeah. Jim. It says here that the highest that they have offered, according to a producer from the show, Justin Booth, who's been a longtime producer of the challenges, he said in an interview that the highest pay that they have offered a contestant before the season even begins is $80,000.
Well, Rob still wouldn't go for that.
He needs to get, but the thing is, he'd really need to get into shape, Jim. He is so out of shape. So he'd have to do so much work.
And he may not want to, Kansas.
I think he's very happy where he's at now.
He did post a picture of an island last week and hint about maybe his future is there.
Hint.
And by the way, the viewership for this week was 2 million once again. So it is still sticking around the 2 million mark for viewers.
All right. Melissa, anybody else stand out this week? I mean, I thought our girl from Love Island had another decent week.
Justine?
Yeah, Justine.
She's
I thought
fabulous.
She had another decent week. Yeah, I like her.
I love her.
And I thought...
I really like Justine.
I thought...
I can't.
They kind of started backing away from Dom a little bit more this week after last week.
Mm-hmm.
But they started going more to Ben. Angela is still getting camera time. Leo's getting way too much camera time, so he's leaving pretty soon, you know.
Good.
Sarah, the Sarah Tyson thing, I think that's going to be the storyline moving forward, isn't it, Steve?
Pretty much.
Probably.
I mean, usually every season there's some overarching story. And sort of like on Survivor, you know, there's usually some overarching story that essentially the entire season ends up becoming. And I'm wondering if maybe perhaps the story is about how Sarah overcomes being targeted by Tyson and ultimately gets the last laugh on him. Because it's weird.
Yeah, but if they're
going
to do it that way, they need to turn the edit around to where she doesn't seem so bitchy. I think the edit is going to be more towards we're going to pimp and promote Danny as a hero, and he's one of our winners, as opposed to Sarah, one of our winners, who just acted like a bitch.
Well, it's, you know, this event, though, may have been the catalyst for what completely turns her edit around. Because when you think about it, the reason why she was being targeted is because Tyson was essentially it's like Danny said, this is how we play at Survivor. You don't go after the specific person. You go after an ally of theirs first. So...
He was basically taking a shot at Ben
by taking a shot at Sarah first.
Exactly. Right. That's what I said.
I think this could potentially turn her edit around to where she starts getting edited in a more positive light while Tyson becomes more of the villain.
Well, it could be the edit's going to be that Tyson's got more allies right now because he's been winning so much, and now Sarah is starting to make her move, and maybe it flips a little bit to where, okay, maybe we need to ride with Sarah and get Tyson out of here.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing though. That's going to be a really awkward episode when Sarah and Tyson get partnered together.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Really? Oh, that's going to be crazy.
Well, it's not going to be next week.
No, it's not next week. No.
Nope.
Let's see. Let me look at my thing. Here.
When's that going down, Jim?
I'm looking at my notes. Next week is Derek
Sarah and Dominic
from Big Brother and Shannon from Love Island leave next week.
Who leaves next week?
Derek from Big Brother and Shannon from Love Island.
Okay.
They leave next week.
Oh yeah, there's definitely lines drawn because the episode title for next week is blatantly put a civil war.
A civil war, yeah.
Oh yeah. Listen. I've been friends with Sarah a long time. I know how she is. We talk.
Yeah.
Hell, we even talk strategy before she leaves to play something. And she respects, you know, my thoughts and stuff. And we sit and fuss and disagree about Donald Trump because she likes Trump and I don't.
Oh, does she really? Oh,
yeah,
Sarah.
But it does. I mean, but, you know, it doesn't have an effect. I mean,
yeah.
we just
I know.
Actually, we talk more about other shows than we do shows that she's on. She she watches a lot of reality TV. And she loves her career. She's just a badass. She is a badass.
I have a big request, Jim. Is there any way you could get her on after the season? Because it would be so interesting
to hear her thoughts on what happened during the challenge. I've talked to her, and she agreed, and then she ends up accepting another show, and it tosses it out because she's going to do another show. Yeah. I mean, she's agreed to do it before.
Yeah.
So I
know you said your friends. It'd be so cool.
I can't remember the name of that show now. There used to be a show on. Maybe, I don't know why I want to say Lock Up, but it was a show where they would take like 4, 5, 6 people, regular people, and lock them up in jail with regular criminals, and they would film it at how they would get along with them, and what they were in there for basically was to gather information for the sheriff as to what was going on inside, you know, drugs or fights or whatever. I can't remember what the name of that show was, but we both were really into it, and that was what we talked about the most was that show. And yeah, I mean, it made sense for her. I mean, she's a cop, you know, but
can you imagine the money that they would have to put up, all three of us were always friends.
Do what now?
Can you imagine the money that they would have to put up for a show like that?
I don't know. It was good. It was a damn good show. I really liked it.
I mean,
I think
you know,
it lasted
some
three,
regular person
four seasons.
in with another convict.
They had cameras everywhere. Eventually, what happened, JB? Eventually, what happened after about the third season, maybe end of second season, and then into the third season, the people in jail started figuring out what was going on.
Yeah.
Which put the civilians in danger.
Exactly.
Because if you watch the show, if you can find where to watch it, I mean, there were all kind of fights and weapons pulled and all kind of crap that was going on behind bars. Real life stuff. And I asked Sarah about that one time. I asked her if she thought she could do that. She said, no doubt. I could do it in a heartbeat. And she's just like that. She's confident.
Mm.
But she did make a statement last night that was kind of dumb. Tyson, you've played 4 times in Survivor and only won 1 time. Sarah, what's your record?
Well, Well, you played three times and you got embarrassed by Tony.
So yeah, but I mean, but the thing I thought about that after it's all over with was, how would I be feeling, Steve? I would have probably been sky high. I don't know if I'd have done the. I wouldn't have done the chop the throat thing. I would have probably done the DX thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd have brought up going into it. I don't think I'd have brought up Tyson's record when I knew what my record was.
Exactly.
But I can't blame her. As scary as it looked, I can't blame her for her reaction, because she got thrown in there by somebody she trusted, and they won, and now you're going to come out and you're going to look at that guy and say, ha!
The thing is, she was completely blindsided, because she felt, okay, I'm so tight with Tyson, you know,
She had said earlier in the show, when Tyson and Cachet won, she wasn't worried about it because she trusted Tyson.
Yeah, she was like, there's no way that Tyson would sacrifice one of his own. But then again, it was also brought up where Tyson has attempted big moves before early in the game, and it has always blown up in his face. And they even showed a flashback of, him getting voted out in Heroes versus Villains.
Votes from Sarah and Ben.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was Winners at War. But he also did the thing too. I think they also showed a flashback of him getting voted out when he voted for Parvati in Heroes versus Villains, and Russell ultimately ended up. Tyson ended up being fooled by Russell.
Yeah, I thought, back when that one happened, I thought when I saw it, that's going to turn out bad. That's not smart.
Look at who it is, though, Russell Hounds.
Yeah. Well, and, there's always been this, Tyson and Boston Rob are really, really good friends. And it's always been talked about, if they played together, how would they do? Would they team up? Or would they not trust each other because they're both so good? And I think they wouldn't trust each other.
Yeah, I do too.
That's how it is,
Oh, they could have had the opportunity if things had gone a different way on Heroes versus, or not Heroes versus Villains. Heroes versus Villains, but also on Winners at War, if they had been on the same tribe to begin with.
Yeah.
But
Melissa, let me ask you this about Leo. He got this horrible edit because he's got this woman having to carry him through the water, and he's got everybody there talking about how bad he sucks at challenges. And then when he comes up with this little 1-2-3-4 plan about the sizes of the disc or the wheels, whatever you want to call them, he starts talking like he's a genius.
Well, that's Leo, though.
Yeah.
That's just him.
He's
an absolute idiot.
Yes.
But he has his moments.
Leo at all.
And when he does have his moments, then he thinks he's the cat's meow.
Right. Yeah, and it brought the cat's meow that brought that up last night, because The little building or dungeon, whatever you want to call it, they had to go into was pitch black. You couldn't even see your hand in front of your face. And he said, "Can't a cat see in the dark?"
Yeah. I don't know. They've been playing up that cat.
I mean, they made him look cocky as opposed to maybe just being happy he was doing pretty good because he's basically sucked.
Well, yeah. It's just like they said, he's not taking anything seriously. Everything's a joke with him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this
mm-hmm.
cat thing, and if he's getting a rise out of people with it, he's going to keep on doing it. Like, if you give him any kind of attention for what he's doing, he's going to keep on doing it. So if they just ignore it, then he'd probably stop doing it.
Yeah. I didn't really mind seeing Cinco leave. He doesn't really do anything for me. But I kind of like Ozza. I hated to see her leave.
Yeah,
I think she was ready
good.
To go, though.
She really shocked me. She just really surprised me, considering she played Big Brother mainly in her bed.
Yeah.
So
she doesn't have the strength,
me.
Though, for this, I don't think. I mean, she's...
No.
Makes you wonder how Derek Frazier would have done.
She worked
yeah.
hard, though. She worked really hard. She did. She worked really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
She tried.
She really
and
didn't get a lot of screen
that,
time, though.
No.
I don't know. Even in the cookout, even back then, I always kind of liked her for some reason. I don't know.
No, I liked her, too. I didn't think she was the greatest game player, but I liked her. She's a likable person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just cannot stand Cachet. Oh, God.
Oh, I agree.
I just
totally.
Get her
Ugh.
Off the screen. I cannot take it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least
exactly.
we won't have to deal with. At least we won't have to deal with the Cachet Cinco storyline
yeah.
anymore.
No, my
yeah.
gosh!
And you know what was cool, Melissa? Did you? I don't know if you saw this, but Tiffany had Justine on her show. And here's how we're talking about our people, because it was Justine that got her out, because they put her up. And Justine feels terrible about it because they got to be friends, you know, off screen, her and Tiffany. And Tiffany does not hold anything. That's the thing. She walked out of there, and she gives Justine props. She gave Justine love. And there's a big difference between how she is and then how, let's say, Xavier is.
Yeah. You know, I tried to watch... I tried to watch her show, but you did not warn me that Big D was on it.
Oh, I know, and I'll be honest. I did not enjoy him at all.
I cannot stand him.
I can't either.
And
I agree. I didn't like this either.
He's not on everyone,
She has several other episodes besides him. Those were more recent ones, but there are other ones. The one with her and Justine... Just the two of them, I think you'll really enjoy.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, my God,
yeah.
I don't think I can watch this show with Big D on there. I just can't.
I hear you. Yeah, I didn't watch the full show of that
awful.
Either. I'm with you. Yeah.
But I did
agree.
Watch Janelle and McCray, and McCray was talking about how he worked with Michael for, like, 2 years. He worked with Michael for, like, 2 years in that
yeah.
escape room thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they were always coming up with ideas and stuff.
Yeah, Janelle's a big Michael fan.
Yeah, she really does like him. I think mainly because he's McCray's friend.
Tiffany's also a big Michael fan.
We're into our last hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, we are. And Reggie had to drop off, unfortunately.
Oh,
you
guys, she didn't say anything.
Yeah, she did actually text me. She said she has to be up at 4:30 Central Time. So she said to say goodnight to everybody.
But she's been on, and then she never got a chance to say how she felt about the show.
Yeah, well, she probably would have if she could have stayed on longer, but she ended up dropping off.
Y'all, she doesn't live in Kentucky, does she? Does anybody know? She doesn't live in Kentucky, does she?
No.
Thank God.
She lives in Omaha.
Okay, good.
She lives in Omaha.
Who are
you talking to? Reggie. She lives in Omaha, but she is spending some time in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Oh, that's cool. Right by your dig.
Yeah. Yeah, she lives in Omaha. But she,
when this whole Kentucky
thing
came
right.
out,
she,
I kept thinking, I hope Reggie's not from Kentucky.
She had to go to Colorado.
I didn't remember.
Melissa and her were going through the same thing. They were both moving.
Yeah. Well, she was moving. She was downsizing. She was moving somewhere, but it was still in Omaha. But she's taking a working vacation and helping her brother with the fair.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I don't know if she's still doing that or... I don't know.
Oh, I wish I could have heard how she feels about the challenge and stuff.
I don't think she saw it yet. I don't think she saw last night yet.
Because she used to call into Big Brother shows last season, and she's not calling in this season, so I wonder if she's watching.
She only saw part of last night because she was having problems with the stream last night for CBS. So I don't think she saw the
whole
episode.
Yeah.
I don't ever watch it until the next day. I usually watch it in the afternoon before the pod for that night.
You know what? I'm the same way, Jim. I have a thing that and it's with Survivor 2. I like to watch it twice to pick up on things that I may have missed the first time.
Well, I do that with Survivor. I watch it live because I do the live tweeting, but then I watch it again the next day to see what I missed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm trying to tweet, I'm trying to post, I'm trying to do a lot of things, and sometimes I miss something, so I watch it back the next day.
Yep, I watch it a couple of times, and it's usually the next day. And, but I was trying to watch the live stream, and it just kept cutting out on me. So I'll have to.
But I'll tell you, I'm 100% full disclosure here, and Steve can tell you this because I told him last week I was thinking about doing it. But I didn't, and I didn't do it this week. I run out of time a lot with everything going on, and I was thinking about I'm gonna read some of the recaps that I trust the most, and then I'll do the pod after reading those recaps. And Steve can testify to this last week. I told him about that, and I said, I'm going to watch it because I'm going to watch it.
What?
And then I was talking to Steve as I was watching it. I was posting to him as I was seeing everything happening, and I had so much fun watching it. It was such a good episode. And the same thing this week. I thought the same thing. Well, I think I'll just read the recaps and kind of phone in this podcast.
or just let Steve do it. And then I'm like, nah, I want to see this Sarah and Tyson stuff. And I watch it, and it's like, I'm glad I'm watching this show, you know, because it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's terrific.
It's completely different. Like, this, the challenge is the type of show where you can't be like Big Brother, where you can read a whole bunch of Big Brother updates, like from Joker's updates or something, and get a gist of everything. With the challenge, you actually have to watch and see exactly, like, because there's a lot of context that
mm-hmm.
people miss. From, like, the exit interviews aren't enough, basically, to tell the entire story. Like, there's a whole bunch of context that's involved with each episode. Like, why this happens, why that happens.
I still love my comment to Sharon Tharp on Twitter that does exit interviews for different reality shows, and she did that tweet asking, I mean, she knew who was leaving tonight, and she was like, if she actually leaves, what questions would you like to hear me ask her? And I said, well, isn't she a chef? Ask her, does she know how to bake a humble pie?
Yeah, good. Love it.
Everybody wanted to know, though, what her age was.
Yeah, 41.
Oh, shit.
41.
The 41-year-old woman.
She's
I'm a 40-year-old woman, and I play with honesty and integrity and loyalty.
Oh, my God.
I never said anything bad about Taylor.
You're talking about Nicole now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She did
okay,
not
I thought
play
you
with
about
honesty
Jan.
And integrity.
Uh-uh.
You,
okay.
How can you have integrity when you throw a challenge
oh, please.
So your bestie gets
Both
backstabbed
of them.
And maybe leaves?
Nicole and Jan, they're two peas in a pod. But the only difference I'll give Nicole, at least she's not a pastor, okay? She's just an awful woman, but she's not a reverend. So there you go. But as far as a detective,
well,
she's a shit detective. So there you go.
Well, I think everybody that comes on this podcast, and I know Melissa's fixing to get up and do a happy dance when I say this, but after what Shan pulled and what she said,
ugh.
I'm done with her. I am done
Good.
Ever
I'm glad.
Defending her. I
Join
am
our
done.
Party, Jim. I'm glad you're on our side now.
I am done.
Hi, baby.
I defended her and defended her
yeah.
and defended
sure
her.
Did.
I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot defend her. I mean, you, the, all the shit that
oh,
she
I'm very
was
late.
Saying
okay.
to Alyssa
okay, sorry,
on
honey.
Twitter,
yeah.
oh, my God.
It's all on Joker's update. They've had all this stuff on what she's been saying and
oh
everything.
My God.
And just, wow, she's just so, she's something else. I saw some
hey, yeah.
on YouTube. I saw some interviews there. And she's just ridiculous.
Hey, Jim, did you see my tweet to her? My response to her?
No, I didn't see. Your response to Shan?
Yep.
No, what did you tell her? I bet it was
well,
good.
I don't remember it. I don't remember it word for word.
Hang on, let me bring it up.
Did you
let
get,
me bring
did
it up.
Did you get blocked? Did she block
no.
you?
She said, looks like the only one giving lip service here is you. Get over it. Move on. You are making yourself look worse than ever before. Some pastor you turned out to be. God
yeah.
sees you hiding behind the title and flinging hate. Not a good look.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Ooh.
That was a good tweet.
Damn good.
That was good. That was good.
Yeah.
I thought Alyssa's tweet to her
Because, you know, Shan had disabled her account. And then she comes back
she did
to
it
start
again.
In on Alyssa again. I thought a good tweet from Alyssa was, oh, I'm glad to see I was able to bring you back to Twitter.
Yeah, she disabled her account again now, though. So who knows how long she'll be off Twitter this time.
Well, you know what's going to happen. They're going to bring her back. They're going to bring Shan back.
Why? Why do they want to torture
TV.
Us? Who wants to see her?
TV.
Yeah, TV.
TV.
But
you
that's
don't
like
want
bringing
to see
back
16,
Russell. If you're
you
bringing back
see,
Shan, then bring back Russell
see 16,
Hans. Because they're both
18
disabled.
Or 20 people. You don't want to see 16, 18, 20 people that you cheer for. In order to have a hero, you got to have a villain.
But they won't put Russell Hans on anymore, and everybody hates him, and it seems like everybody
hates
her, too.
Well, but there's more reasons. There's more reasons behind that. I mean, he spoiled two seasons that he played on. So
yeah, that's right.
You know, he violated the contract twice.
Right.
Not once.
Right.
Twice. So it's a little different with him.
Just as far as people, as far as just a person concerned, they're both just disgusting in their own ways.
I guarantee you, you're going to see Shan again.
Ugh.
She's not done. You're going to see her again.
I hope she's out so fast.
Well, I was... Full disclosure again, I was an Alyssa fan. I like her. But even if I didn't like her, didn't really know much about her, the way Shan acted, I would have still been on Alyssa's side. I mean, Shan just, my God.
I know.
It was, oh, that
over
was
over the
ugly.
Top. It was just ridiculous.
Oh, that was ugly. I'm sure y'all talked about that last Friday night, didn't you, Steve?
Oh, we definitely did. It was one of many topics that was brought up last Friday.
Oh, it was so ugly, so ugly. And like Melissa said, I mean, from a woman of God.
Yeah. What kind of church is this, a church of hate? No, seriously.
Actually, I think it was the first thing we discussed last week. I think it was our first topic that we even brought up, and then
I mean, Danny,
came on, we,
not Danny,
we discussed it again.
Xavier was upset, but he didn't keep carrying it on and on and on and on and on. Like Shan
did. Now he
did
the professional thing.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a career. He's a lawyer. You know,
right.
He don't want people seeing him being an asshole.
Oh, he looks bad. He made himself look pretty bad, too. But the fact
well,
that you
yeah,
call yourself a reverend,
did,
I mean, this is just
did,
to me
Kansas,
unreal.
But...
How is this girl still ministering? That's why I question
yeah,
what kind of
see,
church
that's
is
the thing.
This
on
that would
the
have
show,
her? I don't get
when
it.
When it aired on the show, Xavier didn't look good, but you can sort of understand it. The heat of the moment, he did not carry it further over and over and over
right.
like Shan did
That's
on
the way
Twitter.
She is,
I mean,
though.
It was
yeah.
it was Shan was just absurd with how she
yeah.
was acting.
Yeah. She has a lot of problems.
So, Melissa, you have this on tape. This is recorded. It will be here forever. You have me turning against Shan.
Yay.
Yay.
It's about time.
Exactly. You came to the right side, Jim. That's all I can say. Welcome.
She got,
well,
she got eliminated,
have messed,
all
she
I could
shouldn't
say.
Have messed with little, she shouldn't have messed with little Alyssa.
No. And I tell you, when she was eliminated, all I could think of was,
yeah. And then, Jim, look at Taylor, who says she's not into religion, okay? That was asking somebody, you know, can you help me, you know, so we can pray for
yeah,
this person.
Yeah, she still asked
okay,
for a
look, look at the
she
difference,
still
okay? Now, Taylor could be a minister, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
she
you
could.
you got one player that's supposedly a minister, and they're just being a bully on Twitter.
Taylor
with
is somebody that
over
could
a,
really
over
have,
a game.
You know, any normal person would have felt such outrage at people like Danny and Daniel and you know. Oh, gosh, what's
Nicole.
Stupid. Nicole, yeah. I mean, would have just felt such outrage and disgust and anger and want to pay them back or whatever. And look at Taylor. She does things with love.
Yeah.
That's where she is.
She does.
They were holding hands at the end. And it's, but, you know, that's the beauty of it, because if anything, it's going to make Nicole feel even worse.
One of my best picks ever. I'm so happy with the person that she's turned out to be. You know,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Maybe everybody will give me a little credit now and quit saying, oh, he just picked her because she's hot. No, I picked her.
No, there's so much more to her than that.
Yeah,
she's just such a beautiful soul.
I thought she was a good player. I actually, and maybe we haven't seen it yet, actually think she can be kind of athletic.
Yeah.
Well,
very possibly.
Well, we did kind of see it. We did kind of see it in the second when they did the qualifier for the second HOH. We did kind of see her athleticism with how she zoomed through that entire obstacle course.
Yeah, I just
I loved when Daniel was saying, "Well, I better pack my bags."
Mm-hmm.
If you go back and look at any of these players, and you go back and you find their Twitters or their Facebooks or whatever, and you go back, you know, because a lot of fans do, and they always find the naughty and bad stuff and go to Twitter with it. Oh, look what they said. They're a racist. If you go back and
okay.
look at Taylor.
Oh, it's already been found. It's already
if you
been
go,
found.
If you go back and look at Taylor
what?
With her accounts and stuff, she's just been a good person.
I'm not surprised. No shocker at all.
You know, she competed in Miss USA, and she was
yeah,
out
she was,
fairly early.
What was she, Miss Michigan?
Yes, but she was out
yeah.
fairly early. But she
yeah.
was voted. She was voted by all those girls to be Miss Congeniality.
There you,
you
go.
You know
yeah.
that she had to have something. She had
and,
to have
hey,
something.
Melissa, let
go.
Me tell you,
yep.
I have talked, and I know pageant girls. They are vicious.
Yes.
They are vicious.
They sure are, Jim.
Yeah.
Yes, you are so right. Yes.
So if they picked her
yes.
for Miss Congeniality, that says
something. There you
something.
Go. Uh-huh.
Because they are vicious. Ooh. So...
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as the next one won after her, she immediately was congratulating her, doing posts and tweets and stuff, congratulating her. And she's somebody, some guy needs to find her because she'd be a good catch. She's a good girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See,
you didn't think in the house that he would make a good pairing with her?
Who?
I can't think of his name now. Help me, y'all. I'm so bad with names anymore, you guys. I'm telling you, this long-term COVID has messed me up so bad. What's his name? It's not James, right?
Who, Muscles?
Yes, Muscle Man. What's his name again?
Joe.
Joseph. Yes. I think he'd be really good for her, to tell
oh,
you the truth.
Oh, well,
I like him for
they
her.
They do. They do get along. They do get along. I saw a picture from inside the house that CBS put out either last week or the week before, the two of them, you know, together, smiling.
There was
so
talk about
them
being
I think they get along. You know.
Okay, so Kansas, I know that you kind of like Joseph.
Yeah.
But honey, I have been doing all the updating and reading all these updates.
Yeah.
I just do not trust Joseph. I don't.
Why?
Why? Just the way that he, all right, for instance, all right, he has no reason to lie to Monty at all, period.
Right, exactly.
But he was talking to Terrence, and he was telling Terrence, oh, this, that, or the other. Then he goes to Monty, and he goes, well, Terrence was saying all this stuff, and I don't know where he picked it up at. He's the one that told him. I don't trust that guy as far as I can throw him.
Why is he doing that?
I don't know.
Why is he doing
that?
I think he'll make jury, but I don't see him making it to the end.
But
no,
I'm
I don't see him making it to the end either.
He seems very personable and stuff, but I'm telling you, the minute that Amira was voted out, he was all over those girls, whisper, and going a mile a minute. And he was talking to every single one of them, was talking about how he didn't know what happened and blah, 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 blah. And he got in there to where those girls love him. They trusted him 100%.
Well,
he
that's smart, though.
Indy.
At his end on that, that's smart.
Right, right. That's good gameplay. However,
yeah.
I just don't like when he goes back and he's lying to his own teammates.
Yeah,
his
that I don't like. That I agree with you. I don't want to hear that either. Now, him playing
that,
with Terrence isn't one
no
of
sense.
His teammates, so he could bullshit Terrence if he wanted to, but I don't want him bullshitting Monty.
You know, I just
he can bullshit Terrence.
Like
Terrence
that.
Isn't a part of that. He really isn't.
I still think Michael, Kyle, and it scares me to say this because it's my favorite, but I think as far as the females, Taylor might be in the best position. I think that could be a final three. But
can you knock on wood? Can you knock on wood, honey?
Yeah, okay. But I think Kyle could get himself in trouble with this little...
That's who I was afraid of, yes. He's the one that I've been the most worried about messing with
the
lines up.
Maybe Monty slides in there instead of Kyle.
I'm afraid of Kyle right now with Alyssa. I'm afraid he's going to screw it all up.
You know what? I think that he knows his gameplay. I think that he'll know when to let go of her. But right now,
I don't
I
know
hope
about
he
that.
Does.
He's acting
I
like such
does.
An immature idiot with
he,
her. I don't know.
He wants to get her to jury. He wants to at least get her to jury.
Well, she's
yeah,
there.
Good.
Yeah.
And let him go to jury, too, and the two of them can have the best time ever.
Well, I mean,
but I don't
next,
want to see
yeah,
this
week,
shit right now.
Next
it's
week
just
starts
the game.
Jury, doesn't it?
Yeah, he basically, after this next vote, that's when, so we have one more pre-jury person, and then
okay.
jury will start.
All right.
And
well, hopefully that's Daniel.
Kyle's attitude recently has basically been, well, fuck this game. I'm probably not winning, so I just want to make it to jury so that I can explode.
Exactly.
In more ways than one.
And that's shit gameplay. And I see him ruining this alliance because of her, and it's stupid.
I think if it was the three I said, I think if it was Michael, Kyle, and Taylor, fans would go nuts over that final three.
Oh, yeah.
At this point, though, Kyle's chances seem to be dwindling by the day. By the minute, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think he may have the wherewithal, but he knows that he needs to consider his game over her.
But he's not.
But
no,
he's not
literally
going
the,
to.
Literally the morning after he made out with Alyssa the first time, he was anxiously waiting for her to come up to the HOH room, basically
right.
saying how whipped, basically saying how whipped he was. He was like a puppy dog waiting for.
Yes.
Or no, he was like a he was like a puppy dog waiting for his next chew toy.
Like a high
like
school kid. That's what I'm saying.
Down.
This isn't like a guy that's almost 30. He acts like a
damn
stupid teenager. It's ridiculous.
He sounds like me when I see a fresh hot plate of hot wings.
Basically.
Jim, is this, you're a man. Come on. Did you act like that at 30?
No.
And you want to know the truth? My husband,
as a teenager, like
was so much more grown up than him. When my husband was a teenager,
like
he was so
up,
far
was
removed from this Kyle. Kyle acts like a damn young, stupid idiot. It's embarrassing that he's on this 30.
You just used what I was when I was growing up. When I was growing up, I was a young, stupid idiot because I was trying to be with as many people as I could.
I had no plans
of settling down for nothing. I was trying to put another notch on the bedpost.
And my husband was so not that. That's what appealed to him to me so much. He was so not that at all.
Well, after college, it totally changed. I was sick of that. I was done with it. Didn't want no more of it. That's when I got serious. So at 21 years old is when I decided, you know, there's more to life than just partying and hanging out with all these different people. There's a little more going on here, and I need to get into that.
But here's something that could change his whole life, and we're not talking about a girl right now.
But,
well,
we're talking about a guy who's 29.
And win the game,
we're talking
right?
about a guy
she's
who's
in love with him. She's in love
better.
With him, too, right now. So the thing is, play this game. Keep your head in the damn game. Win it. He's not going to. But at least play for the game. Not this girl right now. They can have a great time in the jury house. But to throw away this kind of chance for this idiot, stupid relationship right now, that's what I always hate about the showmances. It just it pisses me off.
Well, sometimes
he does not act
out.
Like a guy that's 30. It's ridiculous. It's just
sometimes
awful
they
to
work
watch
out, and sometimes
them.
They don't, you know.
Oh, my God. On the live show, Julie actually said to Nicole, "You're not a juror. Ain't no battle back. Have some of these leftovers."
Oh, yeah. Exactly. It was wonderful. Oh, it was beautiful. You guys will enjoy the show. It was so good.
Well, the thing I noticed, Kansas, is when she brought up how her and Daniel attacked Taylor, and then she
mm-hmm.
talked about how Taylor had been mistreated.
Yeah.
So the leftover alliance began, and
mm-hmm.
it was like when I was looking at Nicole, it was like there wasn't nobody home. She was clueless as to what to say or how to act after she heard that.
She was like a deer in the headlights, Jim.
Exactly.
And I think her head was reeling, and she is going to be prepared probably for major backlash when she gets
exactly.
out of the house.
Exactly. You put it perfectly. That's how she looked.
Yes.
She was sitting there like a deer in the headlights.
Like a deer
like,
in the headlights.
Oh.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. Like, you
yep.
saw that? Uh-oh.
Yes.
You saw that?
Oh, what'd you see her eyes? When she's when Julie's telling her this, and her eyes are just like, huh.
And she even,
oh, you
and
could,
Julie
you could
even,
see the blood draining from her.
Julie even moved on and showed her pictures of everyone in that alliance.
Oh, yes.
And
Julie
she was
milked
still,
it because
she
you know how Julie is.
Stunned.
She hated seeing what was going on with Taylor. She was enjoying
she was still,
giving this to Nicole. I know
yeah,
she was.
She was still stunned, but you could still see she was still totally lost and confused with what happened.
Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, a lot of these players leave and they, oh, I saw it coming. They did it for this reason. They did it for that reason. They were scared of me. And, no, this girl tonight, she had no clue what was going on.
Well,
I don't
best,
care what
Jim,
Daniel
the best
told
was when
her
they're,
or
when they're giving their goodbyes to her. and then Taylor gives her the last one gem. And Taylor's saying to her, you never be the pawn because I'm the queen and the queens win. And then she's sitting there listening to this, and she's like, and Nicole goes, I love this game. I'm thinking you're so full of shit.
Yeah, she was.
It was Taylor's night. Good
yeah,
for
Nicole
her.
Was Nicole was stunned. Nicole was stunned at Julie.
Good. She's going to be stunned coming out and seeing
yeah,
how
and then,
people really
and then
feel
in
about
the
her.
Exit interviews tomorrow. Now she's got to handle that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
If she even tries. She may see some of the backlash she's getting and think, I don't even want to go. I don't even want to have an interview.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that could happen.
She might pull a Todrick.
Yep.
Nah,
Melissa,
she'll go one way or the other. Either she'll own up, apologize, say I'm sorry, I really messed up, or she'll act like Paloma did. I'm a victim. I can't believe Taylor did me the same way she did Paloma.
And we didn't see this. Don't forget that, too. You didn't see all these things that happened. No, we just have live feeds. We didn't see. No.
Well, I didn't. We have live feeds, and I didn't see
Taylor
it.
Dumped a bowl of spaghetti on my head. You guys didn't see that. Oh, they're all so full of crap. It's not even funny.
Wow.
I mean, it feels like we're watching Bizarro World Big Brother right now.
Yeah.
Big Brother's
always,
good right now. It really is. Thank goodness. We needed some good Big Brother. We're getting some old-time Big Brother now. We really are.
You always have two sides of the coin. One, they understand it. They respect it. If they did something wrong, I'm sorry. You know, they got me. Bye. And then the other side, you got, oh, well, that was BS. You know, she bullied me.
Mm-hmm.
They did me this way, blah, blah, blah. You go one way or the other, you know?
It's ridiculous.
And it's always
well,
better
Paloma's,
to go the first way.
And her
it's
and Taylor ended up
to...
being best friends. I mean, are you kidding me?
It's always
Taylor
better to go
the
first
Taylor and I ended up being
route.
Best friends at the end. She's just so full of shit.
No,
I mean, how many times do players want to stab somebody in the back and say, don't take it personal, it's just a game. Well, when you leave, when you leave, remember that. Remember,
right.
It's just a game.
Exactly, when it happens to you, right. Yep.
So
I didn't miss anything.
But I'm just hoping, y'all, that Daniel does not win HOH. That would suck. So bad.
Yeah, I want him
and
gone.
The thing
I
is,
want him out. I want him out.
He won't be going
I want him
Taylor,
to feel a week of
that.
Shit, Jim. I want him to feel everything Taylor felt. I want him to feel alienated. I want him to feel alone. And I want him to know exactly how he treated her. I want him to have those feelings
I want,
that week.
Here's what I want, Kansas. I want them to put Willie Hance in the house and tell him, go get Daniel.
Hey, it'll be good.
Let
it'll
him
be good
sit
for
and spin. Honestly, that's what I want to see. Just sit
it'll,
and spin, you jackass.
It'll be good. It'll be good for Kyle though, because a Daniel win almost pretty much ensures that that Alyssa will be staying and will make jury. And Kyle will be safe automatically because he's
that's all he
yeah,
cares about
don't,
right
don't,
now.
Hey,
his head's
but
not
see,
in the game right now. It's
that's
awful.
Where I talked earlier, Melissa. That's where I talked earlier. It's time for that alliance to say, Kyle, you got to drop this one. You got
to
drop it.
He's not going to. He won't.
You got to drop it, and we'll get Daniel.
telling
and
you,
then,
he won't.
Then we keep rolling. We keep rolling.
They got to get rid of him first. Or get rid
and
of her.
If he don't do it, and they win, he's in trouble.
He wins HOH. There is no way in hell he's putting her on the block.
Nope.
Does anybody disagree with me on
that? That is. Well, now wait. Who all is with her?
He won't put her on the block.
Taylor.
Who else would have to go up?
Taylor and Indy.
Wait, who would he put up?
Okay, well, he won't do it because he don't want Taylor to go up.
Nope.
So I can't really disagree with that, but I still think the strategy is lose so your alliance has more opportunities to win and they can put Daniel up, and you'll go up. Yeah, big deal. Taylor's been up there every damn week.
I think he put Jasmine and Turner
up
to try to get Jasmine out.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're scared to go on the block? So what? Taylor goes up every damn week. You go
up
one week.
And then maybe backdoor Daniel.
I mean, at this rate, I think Taylor has a very good shot of potentially tying or maybe even breaking Victoria's record of 9 weeks on the block. With the way things are trending,
I don't think if Kyle wins, I don't see Taylor going on the block. Taylor will go on the block with others, but she's not going to be going. If they're smart, they're going to want to get rid of Alyssa.
The thing is, if Kyle's team wins,
break up Kyle and her.
She probably won't go up because she's with Alyssa. But if another team wins, she'll go up, and it depends on who wins. She's probably still – I think she's in a good spot, Melissa. Don't you? Don't you think she's kind of in a good spot right now?
I think at this point right now, they will go after Daniel. Anybody who gets the HOH will probably
go after Daniel
first. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's like I said earlier, before the feeds went off, to prepare for the show, everybody was talking about how the women were so afraid of Daniel, like Daniel coming at them for voting out Nicole. So everybody is terrified of him right now. Because
now here's a good question, you guys, because I'm wondering this also. How is he going to be – is he going to be like, okay, I'm ready to fight now and I'm going to win this HOH? Or let's say he doesn't win the HOH. Do you think he's just going to roll over and die because he's like, you know what, I'm done? Because he has such a big mouth and I'm such a big ass, and now he got, he's all alone. Or do you think he's going to be like, you know what, I'm ready to leave now. I don't care anymore. I've got nobody in the game. What do you think? What do you think he's going to do?
Well, that's the way he was talking right before the live show ended. He says, might as well just end the season now.
Yeah.
I'm going to go pack my bags.
Right? I'm packing my bags and Nicole wait for me, right?
Yeah.
Nicole wait for me and we can hang out.
Maybe,
I think he's just going to give
we'll
up.
Maybe we'll see a self of, maybe we'll see the feeds come back at around – I think they'll probably come back at around midnight, and maybe he'll be gone. Maybe he's self-evicted.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I'd really like that.
It wouldn't surprise me at all.
I wouldn't be shocked either.
I mean, he seemed already checked out before the feeds shut off earlier today.
And then
so.
We could really see what a loser he truly is, you know?
I found it funny, though. He said, I do not have a job to go back home to. Really? I thought you were an Elvis impersonator. Don't Elvis impersonators usually get good money?
Do you know probably how many Elvis impersonators there are?
There are. There's
believe
tons
it or not, Jim, he's
a,
the guy is actually, I hate to say it, but the guy is actually talented.
Yeah, but he's not that great. I watched the YouTubes of him, and I didn't think he was all that hot. I didn't think he was all
I'm
that great.
I'm not saying he's the greatest thing ever, but he was good
mm-hmm.
at what he did.
Well,
yeah.
If you want to see a good Elvis impersonator, watch the new movie release.
Oh, I hear
Elvis.
It's marvelous, Jim. I hear it's
yeah.
so good.
It is. Little known secret. I speak with, it's very rarely, but from time to time, I speak with Priscilla.
Wow, do you really?
Yeah. I actually met her and Lisa Marie.
Oh, how
once.
Cool.
I actually met them once in Memphis. I had a guy, I had a friend who...
Wow.
He ran a coffee route. And what he did was deliver coffee, like, to offices and businesses, and they had their machines in there where you could do coffee and cappuccinos, you know, for the employees. And he had Graceland. Graceland was one of his accounts. He called me the night before, and he said, "Hey, man, listen, you like Elvis?" I said, "Well, yeah, everybody likes Elvis." He's like, "I got to go to Graceland tomorrow, and I heard Priscilla and Lisa Marie are in town. So may get to see them when I go in the house to do, you know, to take them their coffee and stuff for tomorrow. You want to go?" I'm like,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No,
so
I don't want to go.
That, and they were there.
Oh,
and
that's
were
so
nice.
Crazy
they were,
and cool.
They were as nice as they could be.
I hear that about them, yeah.
She is freaking
wow.
gorgeous, Priscilla.
They both are. They both are. Lisa Marie and her both.
And then,
both
and then they, you know, of course, they, op-
the
they opened the they opened
her daughters,
the restaurant.
Too. They're so beautiful.
Yeah, they
oh, what
opened
about
a restaurant
the,
down
the
on
son
Beale
that
Street.
Killed himself? He looked just like Elvis. It was
yeah,
crazy.
Well, they opened a restaurant down on Beale Street. And the
he
next time
gorgeous.
I saw Lisa Marie, the next time I saw Lisa Marie was at a, there was some kind of little parade down on Beale Street. I don't remember what it was for. But she was in the parade, and it was when she was dating Nicolas Cage.
Oh, I remember that. They married, actually. They were married.
And, well, I don't. But
yes, they got married
I was just down on Beale Street watching the parade. They were in the parade. They come by, and she saw me, and she looked over and waved and smiled at me like she remembered me. So anyway.
She's married to Michael Jackson, too.
I talk with Priscilla on Facebook from time to time. She's real nice. But I don't, you know, I know she gets hit up with so many probably messages, comments, and everything, so I don't abuse it, you know. And she always replies. And we talked about this movie. I've got to see it because I've seen clips of it. And
yeah,
just like
too.
You said, Kansas, it looks really good.
The
really
family, that just like what you're saying, Lisa Marie and Riley, her daughter, and Priscilla, they say he is the most true to the real Elvis, this guy.
Yeah, and I've seen an outtake. I don't know if you've seen it, Kansas. I've seen an outtake of his audition when he went in to audition for this role.
Uh-huh. I didn't see
he
it.
He went in dressed up like Elvis and had his guitar. And
uh-huh.
he sat down and sang a song by himself with just his guitar. Sounded just like Elvis.
Wow.
Just
that's
like
so cool.
him on his audition. So, and the family, like you said, Riley and Lisa Marie, Priscilla,
yeah.
all of them are just thrilled with this guy.
Yeah.
Thrilled with him.
Because they've done so many Elvis movies over the year, Jim, and this is the one that the family feels the strongest about.
Yeah,
they say he captured
Elvis.
And
there's a little more credibility added to this because Tom Hanks is in it.
Well,
he
they said this
Colonel
was
Tom.
Emotional. It was emotional for them watching
Colonel
this
Tom
kid doing Elvis.
He plays
I'm wondering
Tom
if Adam Lambert ever tried out for it. I wonder if he read for it.
I don't know,
I think
because he was so much like Freddie Mercury, you know.
Well, I think
know.
He looks exactly like Elvis.
Really?
I think that he looks a lot like Elvis.
Have you
Adam
seen
Lambert?
This guy,
yeah, yeah.
Melissa? Have you seen this guy?
No.
Oh, you've got to see him. Oh. Oh, he's just
well.
Like,
I'm sure.
Like
I'm sure that he does a fantastic job. I'm
and
just
it,
saying.
I mean,
if
it,
Adam
and,
ever
and the
tried
thing
out
is,
for
it. It looks like it. It looks like it's natural to him.
Yeah.
Because he is a mm-hmm. singer too. You got to see it. You got to see it.
You know what was so cool, Jim? He said when he walked through Graceland, he felt something. When he was walking through, they're almost like Elvis was speaking to him.
Yeah, him and
when
Tom
Hanks. When
he
walked through the house,
there.
They let him have a whole run of the house. So he could
well,
really
him
feel
Hanks,
sit
him
in the chair
and
get
together.
A feel.
Yeah, him and Tom Hanks were there together. But you can pretty much have a run of the house if you pay for a ticket.
No, this was different. You don't get to sit. You get to walk through the house. But he got to feel it. He got to sit on the sofa. And I mean, and be in the room. He got to hang. I mean, be himself in the room. He got to really get the feel of what Elvis.
Yeah.
Look around. It's one thing when you're walking through, you know, with a group. But then when you're by yourself, and you're sitting, they don't let them sit in the sofas and all that. They let him do this. They let him be in there.
Him and Tom Hanks were even sitting in the jungle room, which is.
Yeah. Yep.
For people that don't know, the Jungle Room is where Elvis recorded
mm-hmm.
from.
Yep.
They were sitting in the Jungle Room and doing a live remote with Good Morning America from there.
Yeah, if anyone's ever interested on
right,
YouTube, they
like
have
where
you
he
can
was...
tour the house. And the house itself is incredible, y'all. It is
yeah,
the most
tour the house,
crazy
tour the
thing.
Plane.
I'd love to go there live.
You tour
amazing.
The house, you tour the plane, you tour the bus, you tour the museum, and then there's a hotel across the street if you want to stay there and make a
uh-huh.
2 or 3 day thing out of it.
Yeah. That'd be so much
but
fun.
It's fascinating. If you've never
wow,
been,
that's
it's fascinating.
So cool. I'm envious.
The main
you're
thing
lucky.
About it, Steve,
that's
the
so
main
cool.
thing about it. Is you would see if you went through his house and saw how he lived, and you knew at the money that this man made, but how he still kind of remained pretty simple.
Mm.
He was pretty yeah. simple guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't
well,
extravagant. I mean, you're not going to go. Graceland is not a house that you're going to go in and think, oh, my God, this is so huge and
oh, it's gorgeous.
And
it's
not
gorgeous,
like that.
Though. Oh, it's amazing.
Well, he
never, yeah,
he
it's
never
nice.
Gave up.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. It's nice, but he still kind of stayed pretty simple.
Yeah, he never gave
you
off.
You mean to
the,
tell me
he
didn't
he
have gold fixtures in his bathroom?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
Melissa. Yes, he did.
The
you're
main
right.
thing, hey. Here's the main thing I like. Here's the main thing I like. Because back then I don't think cable was like it was now. Back then he had three TVs
mm-hmm.
in a wall in a
that's
room
right.
where he could watch three different channels at one time.
Yeah, they didn't
I thought,
have
that
in the
60s cool.
and 70s.
I thought that's cool. That's really cool. That's what I
that's
thought
amazing.
Was cool.
But what
and
was
then,
his
I mean,
favorite
to,
meal?
You,
this
you
is how down
out,
earth he was. His favorite meal was peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Yeah, peanut butter and banana sandwiches. You get to go out in
peanut
the
butter
back,
banana sandwiches.
In the
that was his favorite meal.
There's a racquetball court in the backyard with another studio upstairs, and then you go around the pool and see where they're laid to rest. You see his twin brother's grave there.
That's so sad. Yeah.
If you've never been and get the chance, you should go. You should go.
I wish I could. I would love to tour Graceland. That'd be the greatest.
So, but he, Melissa, you need to see this guy. I'm telling you. He's really, really good.
I'm looking forward to seeing the movie, Jim. I can't wait to see it.
He's probably going to get nominated, Melissa. He's
sure.
probably going to get a nomination.
Yeah,
okay. I could see that.
You know, I'll say this. Graceland, actually, the actual building, it looks like one of the houses that I live nearby, actually.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
He bought the house from a doctor, paid cash for it, moved his mom and daddy in with him.
For his mom. He bought that home for his mom.
He was always with his mom and daddy. He never left them.
He was really a mama's boy.
Kansas, I've seen the little house in Tupelo, Mississippi he was born in. And it's it's like Kansas. It's like three rooms. That's all it is.
Like
three
a shack
rooms.
Or something, yeah. Like Johnny Cash, like how he grew up. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, I can see where he wouldn't be the type of sophisticated celebrity like other celebrities, you know, around his time frame when he was at his peak. I can see how he would want to live more of a simple type of life.
Well, I mean, he was kind of both ways. But the thing about him, if you read up on him or you know about him, research him, whatever, he was very generous. He would help out a lot of organizations. He would help out just people he would meet that were having trouble. He bought cars for people like crazy, and his daddy kept telling him, "Son, you got to stop doing this. You're gonna run out of money." And he wouldn't. He just kept doing it. That's just how he was. And he could live the big life at times. I mean, like when he would go Christmas shopping, he would rent out a store in Memphis to stay open just for him to come in and shop after all the other customers were gone and they were closed.
Uh-huh.
He would do that. There was some, I don't remember where it was, somewhere in Texas, there was a burger place. He loved their burgers. He would have the pilots fly to that town and pick up burgers and bring them back to Memphis.
Man's got to have his burgers.
Yeah, so he did do things like that, but like I said, more times than not, he was doing for somebody else. He was helping other people.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I was in that terrible car accident in Memphis, and I didn't think I was going to live, I was in the trauma center in Memphis for 2 weeks. You know what the name of the trauma center is? The Elvis Presley Trauma Center.
That's
because
so
of the
cool.
Because of the money he donated to them.
That's so cool.
Well, it wasn't cool at the time.
That's so cool. Oh, I'm sure, but just you know.
Well,
what it's all about.
I got out after 14 days, but
I've never been
Elvis
to Memphis,
Presley
but I'm sure it's fascinating.
So,
I've been an Elvis fan since I was a real little girl. My mom had, like, she loved the movies, so I remember as a little girl, and if a certain old movie was on,
I
got, like, Blue Hawaii, I think is one of my favorites. But I remember seeing that when I was really, really little, and that was one of her favorite movies. And there's several of them. One with, like, Anne Margaret. I forget which one that was. That was another one of my
Viva
favorites.
Las
Anne
Vegas.
Margaret.
Viva Las Vegas,
yeah. And she was at his funeral.
They dated, I think, I believe. I believe that he was seeing her before
he
married
Priscilla. I think they did.
Priscilla,
I'm not sure,
I'm not
but
mistaken.
I think they did.
Because Priscilla was jealous of her.
I mean, living in Memphis, I had to be like an Elvis historian. I mean, that's a huge part of Memphis was Elvis. You know,
we only
have
a couple minutes, guys.
He never, I mean, look, Justin.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're all going to be
Justin
cut off.
Justin Timberlake is from there. And he still comes back. He still owns.
Michael
won
H-O-H.
Grizzlies.
Yes! Michael
he still
won!
Owns
Michael
so
won!
Good. Yay! Oh, that's so good!
Michael
Hell
won
yes.
H-O-H. Woohoo!
Yay, Michael!
Okay.
We'll have a great week, y'all. We'll have a great week. Michael knows what he's doing. Good. Good, good, good.
So...
And just to let
we
you know,
Jim, about a
minute
left.
Snake
got
in the Grass, the second episode was so good.
Don't forget
it was
tomorrow
good,
night.
Jim, and,
right
and the challenge was that was very hard and very interesting, and it's a good show. Just to let you know,
tomorrow
Snake
night,
in the Grass is a
Big
really
Brother
good show.
Recap. Saturday night, Sports Whispers podcast. Next Tuesday, do not miss RC.
Hell
an
no.
An hour early. An hour
yep.
early.
That'll be good.
Yeah, she's going to be great.
She'll be terrific.
So, go back and look at the show a little bit and